Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Testing 1, 2, check, check. Everybody behave. Nobody tell. Nobody let Carl Barks know about the show. Okay? As long as Carl Barks doesn't show up, we're good.
Vincent the Gay or what?
Right, motherfuckers. Standard time. You East Coasters, motherfucking standard time, bitch. Motherfucking standard time coming at you live.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Fucking shut it off. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'd like to thank you for joining me. I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours, and taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Hear that? That's motherfucking Vincent the Bay house band. That's Mike on the keys right there. Jackson. Yeah, on the bass. And Steve Wireman on guitar. They make up with this band. Okay, folks, let's give a quick big ups to the early chit chatters. I'm talking about, who am I talking about? Anon Sicko, Antichrist 73, Blitzy, Breakbeat Junkie, Cyber Monkey, Dougie Doug, Frosty Time with Danny, Gonzo PhD, Laszlo Quagmire, Melissa 13, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Quinoga, Sagittarians, Scarlet Kitty, The Bartender, Wild Goose 11111, Yo Mama's House, and Antichrist 73 again. What happened? Oh, You logged in out. Got it. All right, kids. Here goes nothing. It's the late night special edition of Disorderly Conduct. The lines are open. Anything and everything goes. 347-826-7667. You can also hit the Skype icon and call in via Skype. Tweet out the show. Any of your friends or family want to join in the festivities tonight? Please, by all means, tweet out the show. There's a little Twitter button there that you just, boom, it formats it for you, and bada bing, bada boom, you have a little tweet and put your friends in here. Man, what is there to talk about? I have no clue. I'm going to find out from you. I got some callers already lined up. Go to them here in a momentarily. But please, everybody, don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Feel free to call in and contribute to this exquisite corpse that I call Disorderly Conduct. Not playing Suicide Silence. I don't think that's funny. I know a lot of you guys in the black, you know, the people that are the black humor that is the naked underbelly of the inner tubes. I know some of you people get off on that shit. I don't think it's funny. I don't want to see what happened to that guy. I don't want to hear about it. I'm not interested. I just think it's weird that he was in a band called Suicide Silence. Did he commit suicide? What happened? Never mind. I didn't ask that question. It doesn't matter. Let's go to the phones. Who is this? Caller, you've been holding. You're unscreened and you're live now on the air. Who is this and what's on your mind?
Yo, yo, it's Danny, the Tag Team Champions.
My God, it's Danny, the motherfucking Tag Team Champion. What's up, Danny?
Not much, man. Just chilling.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Just chilling and chilling and watching the paint dry, and decided what the hoot. Fire up the show. Let's see what happens.
Absolutely.
Here, what's new? There's always something going on with you, dude. I follow you on Twitter. You're always in the mix with something. There's always something going on. What's on your plate right now?
I wish I could tell you, Vince. I really do wish I could tell you, but unfortunately, I can't say anything. All I can say is WrestleMania. Not wrestle, WrestleMania.
Yes. I saw the artwork for all the participants, and I was very impressed. It looks like it's going to be an awesome lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we can get Ric Flair to call in, and you guys can mix up a little bit.
Hey, I'm down. I told him anytime, any place.
That's right. Sunday. Watch hydro-powered buddy cards dance through the gates of hell. All right, let's see who else we got here. Caller, you've been waiting patiently. You're now live on the air with Vince and Danny. What's up? Caller, hello? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, that's you. Hello, caller. Area code 917. Caller, are you there? Is this thing on? Hello? Danny, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, good. Caller, you're on the air. You're unmuted. You're calling out of the 917. Caller, going once, going twice.
Not at all. Yo, what's up, Vince?
Hey, who's this?
It's the Geist. What's up, guys?
Geist, what up, homie?
What up, Dennis?
Thank God. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm sitting on a mile-long gas line at 2 o'clock in the morning, ready to kill somebody.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is fun. It's 30 degrees out. We have to keep the car off to save what little gas we have, so I'm going to be annoying you guys all night.
Perfect. I need a co-host. I'll consider you guys both co-hosts until you rage quit on me or, I don't know, get bored. 347-826-7667 is the number if you want to get in here with Danny. And I already forgot. Who's the other guy we have online?
Oh, man.
Who? How are you forgetting me?
Geist. Geist.
Yeah, I'm offended. You vote. This is already going so bad.
Well, you know what? My producers are always late in getting me all this info. Usually I have a bio for each of my callers that comes up in front of me. I'm short-staffed tonight. Just have the intern. That's it. So my apologies. It won't happen again.
Understandable.
It won't happen again. I promise. Anyhoot. If you missed it and you're just getting here, I'm here with Tag Team Champion of the World, Danny, and Geist, and we got a couple other callers. If you want to join in, just press the number 1, and you can join this cavalcade of insanity that is the late night Blog Talk Radio broadcast we're bringing to you now. So, Danny, where's speaking of WrestleMania, where is Schmoop? I haven't seen Schmoop around lately. What's he up to? Or is that another thing you can't talk about?
Well, I can tell you that Schmoop is around. Actually, I think he's listening to the show right now.
Big ups to Schmoop. Listening in.
Maybe as a guest, but all I can say is that he's got his hands tied with something right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a popular guy. I understand how that works.
Very busy,
very
man. Yeah. Well, Schmoop's in serious training for WrestleMania. He's been lifting like crazy all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe. He seems like he's dedicated to his work. Yeah, by all means. Man, we got a lot of people in the chat room. I know some of you want to call in. Like, I don't know, Anon Sicko, you're the president of Anonymous? Is that what it was? I always forget. It'd be great to have the president call in. Man. So who you guys going for in the election? Who you gonna vote for, Danny?
Me personally, I'm kind of having a hard time actually deciding. And then I just realized, oh wait, I don't even have to decide because I'm a convicted felon, so I don't even have to worry about it. So that's perfect. So.
That's a shame that you cannot exercise your right to vote just because of a felony. That in and of itself is criminal. Geist, moving on to you. Are you able to vote? And if so, who are you leaning towards?
I'm able to vote, and I'm voting for Schmoop. I think he's the only one who can lead this country out of the depression we're currently in.
Right.
So, yeah, that's who gets my vote. Schmoop the God, President Schmoop. Of United States 2012.
Excellent. And he's listening. He just tweeted me. He says he's listening, and he will call in just a bit. So... there you go, presidential candidate and WrestleMania participant Schmoop will be here momentarily. Let's take another call here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Cyber Monkey. How you guys doing?
This is who, Monkey? What?
Cyber Monkey.
Cyber Monkey. Perfect. What's up,
Yeah, Tom? What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Cyber Monkey?
What up, Cyber Monkey?
What's up?
All right, that's settled. We got Cyber Monkey on the panel now. Cyber Monkey, who are you leaning towards in this election? Tuesday.
I'm going to write in Anon Sicko for president.
Oh, you want him to be the president of Anonymous and of the United States?
Why not?
Big ups to the chat room. Gonzo PhD says Danny shouldn't have robbed the liquor store.
But it should have woulda.
If Danny robbed the liquor store, he owes me 2 40s. That's all I know. And he got to give me like 2 40 ounce.
Guys, I had 2 40 ounce tonight. I got like half a 40 ounce left.
See, this is a night I could use 2 40 ounce. I'm just sitting around.
I know you could.
Also, we have Wild Goose, Cyber Monkey. Talk about RPGs nudes. Who's RPG? Hello? Is this on? Hello?
Don't leave us.
Yeah,
in,
you're there. No. They were the, what was it, Ron Ball Girl show earlier. Someone was in there posting her nudes up on 4chan.
Yeah, that woman is, she's a little bit, she's not all there, I don't believe. Maybe one short of a six-pack. I don't know. She's sweet, though. She means well. And, God damn it, she talks.
Right.
I saw, yeah, she's just, like, yeah, let's not even get into it. I got another call here. I think this might be Sicko. Sicko, is that you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing. Just, you know, hanging out, taking an informal poll. Who are you leaning towards in the election coming up?
I think we're all going to vote for Romney. There's something about his policies that I don't know, man. I can't see how he wouldn't be a successful president.
You can always trust a Mormon.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Ask the Rangers for Josh Hamilton.
You can always trust a Mormon. Did you know the Mormons were one of the first terrorists in America, domestic terrorists?
I would believe it.
Did you know that the Mormons probably cost the Rangers a World Series ring?
Did you know that Mormons wear magic underwear to reincarnate the souls of their semen back into their body?
And it's bulletproof.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. These people.
Yeah. Dude, and those are the people that are going to be running this country on Tuesday.
Anybody who believes that.
Exactly. So we're on the road to recovery.
Yes.
Romney has to win.
The white horse prophecy will be fulfilled.
Just saying.
Totally. And with that, let's bring on Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code. My bad. Sorry. It's got it on the second try. Hammer, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing tonight? I didn't know you were doing a show, Vince.
You asked me, so I just said yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just something you did.
Right? I did you back. I said, yes. Okay, yes, Joe. And there it was. You were the first person to get it.
Yeah. If you hadn't asked them, Hammer, I was probably going to bed.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'd
probably
be doing right now. I'd probably still be watching reruns of college football.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be fapping to Stuxnet Source.
Yeah, but who
doesn't? No, I'd be fapping to Assert McFags. Come on, give me a little credit, bro.
Nice. All right, I'm telling Smoot.
Let me jabber her that.
Right, hold on. Let me go inside real quick.
I have no clue what any of you people are talking about, but I see Miss Becker in the chat room. Big ups to Miss Becker in the house. All right, continue, gentlemen.
So here's what I'm wondering. Let's talk Mormons for a while. Some of their awesome shit. Like, one of the finer points I've found amongst the Mormon religion, outside of the seer stones and the magic hats and the blessed underwear and shit like that, is the belief that black people are burnt souls.
That is fucking awful.
Melissa just walked past me carrying a sandwich without the bread. It's cheese, meat, and mustard. That's epic.
Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for
Me. Hold the presses. XU out is in the chat room, everybody. XU out in the chat room.
Oh, X
right.
is here.
Continue.
I smell
Please,
trouble.
Continue.
I don't know. Did we switch to sandwiches or are we still on burnt souls?
I think we're just kind of talking about it all, man.
Sandwiches.
That's just breaking news.
How about burnt sandwiches? Because that shit pisses me off.
Oh, man. I
You don't really cross my gears, burnt sandwiches.
I went to Subway one day, and I always get the meatball sub. And they burnt it. They left it in the toaster for too long. Man, I went off on that chick. I was like, come on, it's got a timer. How do you even get in there?
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
How about when they burn the meatballs?
Or the sauce is all burnt?
Right.
Man.
That'll fuck your day right up.
That's it. We need an op Subway.
Op Subway.
So there isn't already one?
Op Jared.
I thought there was if it exists, there's an op for it.
Somebody should dox Jared for Subway's failures.
Schmoop, get on it, buddy. Jihad, Subway Jihad.
So
actually, that might garner the wrong
attention. I'm
sorry.
Subway's going to get 9/11.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope
maybe you started, Sicko.
Yeah, well, you know, as president of Anonymous, you know, I have to bring these ideas to the, you know, to the other people, to the other Anons and stuff out there.
You haven't given away our awesome marketing ideas, have you?
No.
All right, that's top secret between you, me, and all of fucking Twitter.
Yeah, that's top secret. That's how I'm going to put my grandkids through college. I definitely can't ruin that.
I hear ya.
But I think we're going places. Oh, shit, it's almost time to set my clock back because it's daylight savings time.
I just heard that Assert MacFags is probably going to call in soon.
Oh, well, she definitely should.
Yeah,
oh, my God, go do an episode of Jerry Springer. We need Shmoop, Hammy, and Assert here so they can have a little love triangle.
I told her Hammurabi was going to fap to her later, and she was like, oh, I'm going to have to call in.
Oh, yeah.
God damn. How are you doing, guys? How have you been out there?
I'm doing all right. I'm sitting on a gas line right now for like an hour and a half now.
That sucks.
I wish there was something I could do to help, man.
And hopefully, I'm afraid that I'm going to get there and there's going to be no gas left.
So is the issue just the flooding? They can't get the tankers out to fill them up, or has the water actually gone down to the holding tanks where the gas goes?
I mean, you have some gas stations have no electricity, so they can't pump. Some of the gas got destroyed by flooding. There's no gas supply. We're supposed to get like 12 million gallons from the military, but those tankers never showed up.
All right, guys. Hey, hello. Hello. I hate to break up the fun, but we got tons of calls to get to.
Oh.
So I got this guy on the line right now. Go ahead, caller. You are now on the air. Who are you and what's on your mind? Hello, caller.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to give a big shout-out to Geist.
Yeah, we don't give shout-outs out here, though, bro. We give big up.
Big up.
Big up.
Shout-out
to
people that are like 50
big
and
ups.
Older.
You know, friggin' whatever the lingo is. Props.
That's the new link. Big ups. Unless
big
you're over
ups.
50, you can give a shout-out. If you're over 50, you can give a shout-out.
All right, big ups. Well, big ups to Geist. You know, he weathered the storm, and he's been busting his ass helping people out. So I just wanted to give him a big up for that. And, yeah, let's make it a good night.
Oops. It is X. I know this voice. That's X.
It is.
What up, X? We got to do what we can out here. Everybody who has power should be out here doing their best to clean up, help people who don't have anything right now. I mean, I see people with nothing, given what little they have, because they got a warm bed to sleep in.
Guys, I had a question I seen on your Twitter. There's a picture. It was like a surge protector out on side of the gate of the house where, like, people were actually, it's the sign said, we have power. You can come charge your cell phone here. I thought that was that's pretty cool, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, that was, I actually got that wrong. I thought it was in New York. That was Hoboken, New Jersey. But apparently a lot of people are taking their generators to people who don't have generators, and they're plugging them in there, they're starting them up and giving them power sources so everybody can charge up or do what they got to do.
I've heard of a lot of concentrated efforts to get power to people's phones. I mean, I even think like, AT&T or T-Mobile or one of them sent out buses. There were issues with two of the buses, but they sent out multiple buses that were like mobile generators that people could come and charge their phones and stuff on.
Yeah, they have a bunch of them. I saw a Verizon one today. A bunch of, actually, you know, it's surprising, and this is what pissed me off, because the other day I saw Euronom News say there's no corporations out here. And as much as I don't like defending corporations, they were here before FEMA was here. They were in areas before Red Cross was there. You know, we had Verizon out there, AT&T, Dunkin' Donuts was giving out free coffee. I mean, it's a real community effort. At the end of the day, the government really hasn't been here to help us. It's been
exactly
us helping us.
There's been, you know, obviously, you know, I'm not there to see what was going on. I was around the area that was affected by Katrina, and I saw FEMA's poor management of that, and I can't assume it's been any better. But, you know, you hear all these issues with FEMA getting there and the government getting there, but there have been a lot.
What?
Okay, I've placed everybody in the green room that had their mic open, and I got a ton of calls I got to get through real quick. I'm going to bring them all back. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air, block number. Who are you? What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, yeah, who are you? What's up?
This is me.
That's totally you. Who is this?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, what's going on?
I just want to let everybody in the area that the hurricane hit that I want to be the very best like no one ever was. Catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Down, 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 a Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Okay. If you... Crap, I messed up.
Yeah, you did. Later, dude. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air. Who is this? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
This is Hugh from New York. I just want to ask, do you think the recent hurricanes are the result of, like, climate change?
Sorry, you're breaking up. Call back. Hugh Mad, you're on the air. Who's this? What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was listening to you and I'm not trying to start a fight. But
all right, you're breaking up too. You're breaking up too. All right, I'm going to bring all those other guys back in here.
One of the things I noticed, honestly, like guys are saying, man, their entire communities kind of come together to deal with this shit, but there's supposed to be this stigma attached to the East Coast and mainly New York, that New Jersey, where people just are dicks and kind of don't give a shit about one another. But I think it's pretty fucking awesome to see kind of this outpouring of sense of community on the East Coast. That's my own two cents on it.
That's not to take away from the fact that New Yorkers are dicks.
Right. Oh, no, we are complete dicks. I mean, I lived in the city my entire life. We're all jaded assholes. But at the end of the day,
people of New York, I'm sure,
we come together like anybody else.
Yeah, I'm sure the people of New York don't want the way that they've responded to the storm to ruin their reputation
No.
I'm sure that if it comes out that people in New York are good people, then New Yorkers are going to start getting angry. You know, and then we might see riots.
I'm going to start talking shit again.
Do what?
The second New Jersey is back to normal, I'm going to go back to hating them. Like, I'm going to go back to my normal self once this whole mess is cleaned up.
I was reading a doctor post that y'all should invade, I think it was Connecticut, that New York should invade Connecticut because they have gas.
Gas?
Yeah.
We're about to go to Connecticut.
So I'm just saying, y'all have to go invade Connecticut, bro.
I mean, originally our plan to get gas was to stay at the I-95 and go to, like, a service stop, but then we got reports that those are just as bad. Like, there's lines everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have to go, you know, 100 miles, and probably more, to find gas stations that aren't being hammered, you know?
I mean, I heard people going into Jersey, and I thought that was kind of silly. I'm like, yo, people not realize Jersey got hit just as bad, if not worse, in some spots. You're going into an even worse zone to try to get gas.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Hey, we got another caller here. BBC from New Jersey. BBC from New Jersey. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about the gas station crisis in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us.
I was waiting 4 goddamn hours online the other day. Can you believe this?
I believe it. I'm sitting in it right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, while I wasn't in a Katrina-affected area, I'm from Dallas. When Katrina hit, we got, you know, Houston, and Dallas got a huge influx of people from New Orleans. And for those first couple days, while we weren't dealing with gas shortages, we were dealing with a sudden explosion in our population. You know, where tens of thousands of people just showed up. Grocery stores had problems keeping food on the shelves.
Oh my God!
I went to a school that the population of my school that year increased 2,000 kids.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean that is one place. And again, I'm not trying to downplay, you know, the horrendousness of Sandy, but that is one thing that I will say. New Yorkers and the East Coast got lucky. Is New Orleans was underwater for a long time. You know, those people weren't able to go home for months. Some of them still, to this day, have never gone home. You know, New York in, you know, 2 or 3 months, I'm hoping, you know, this is me being optimistic, that New York will, and New Jersey, you know, and these other hard-hit areas will be able to continue life as normal, and that just wasn't possible for Katrina.
See, like, what's going on right now is kind of this forced sense of normality. I mean, they rushed 80% of the subways back up. You know, the bus lines are running and everything. And it kind of masks what's really going on, like the real problem. I think that's kind of a bad thing because if you hide the problem, no one's going to realize it anymore. I mean, Staten Island's still reeling. The Rockaways and Breezy Point need to be completely rebuilt. Parts of Long Island are gone. Like, but you have this Manhattan, which is back to normal.
Yeah, but Chris, he's getting what he needs.
You see clips from Times Square. You know, people going about their daily business, shopping and shit. And it's like,
and
that's what the news shows, because
New York Marathon, they wanted to do the guy. And here in Queens, there's no eggs at the Stop and Shop. There's no milk, you know. We're not, like, the gas supply is low. There's no food coming in because there's no diesel gas to move it around. Like, you know, there's serious repercussions happening, and the media is ignoring that. They're just focusing on the gas crisis, and they're not showing what that leads to. You know, no gas is no deliveries. No deliveries is no food.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, and they're doing that on purpose. You know, the government, again, and I'm only referencing Katrina because it was the last, like, deadly
storm
like this, you know what I mean? But during Katrina, you know, the government got hammered in the public eye for the way they handled it. FEMA and Bush and, you know, and Kanye West saying George Bush doesn't care about black people and all that shit. The government is trying to make sure that they don't look bad this time. You know, Bloomberg is trying to make sure that they don't look bad. New York.
Like Barack Obama doesn't care about white people either. The Jersey Shore is gone. Everything's gone down south. Atlantic City is a city of
Atlantic. He saw hikes on the
wrong
floor. He told Christie he could have whatever he wanted. Are you guys watching Fox News? Because you got to stop doing that. Chris Christie has been told by Barack Obama, and Chris Christie has complimented him. Like, he flat out told me, you know, whatever we need, just to give him a call, and he'll get it taken care of. Like,
yeah,
that just goes back to the whole idea that these guys are, there's not a dime's worth of difference between Democrats and Republicans. Let's take some more calls. Myron Guyanez is on the line. What's up, Myron?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Nothing. There's just like 12 people hanging out here talking about a bunch of bullshit. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the gas issue. I have a short little story that happened to me earlier yesterday. The lines were so long, and so I got out of my car and I started walking towards, the gas station to see, you know, what's going on. So I see these two guys fighting each other, and you know that the army or whatever is there trying to control everybody.
Police state.
Exactly. Continue. And I see two guys fighting each other, and one is saying, like, listen, I'm going to get my gas, you know, from here. And the other one says, listen, I don't care where I get my gas from. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that...
Good job, sir. You get 100 internets.
That was good. He's still singing in the green room now. Let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Raymond from Virginia.
Raymond from Virginia. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I just want to talk about Hurricane Sandy.
Okay.
And, the devastation.
Go for it. Take it away, bro.
We'll change subjects, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just want to talk about that. Is that all right?
Sure. I was being smart ass, bro. We've been talking about it, so we're not obviously changing the subject.
Please.
Hello?
Raymond, the floor is yours.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I just want to say my little story.
All right, spit it out. Come on.
All right, hold on.
Forgot your story.
Come on, Raymond.
I didn't forget.
This is the worst story I've ever fucking heard, Raymond.
I know, dude.
No,
relax, everybody. Raymond's going to go back on hold for a second. He'll work it out, and then we'll bring him back. Plenty other calls to get to. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Fucking cheeky cunt.
Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Caller, block number unscreened. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's that?
Myron Gaines, my name.
Myron?
Yes.
Myron, what's going on, dude?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the election.
Oh, perfect. What do you think about the election?
Well, I was thinking about I'm a Ron Paul guy, so I'm not really gonna vote for Obama or Romney. I'm just gonna write in Ron Paul.
Story all about how my life got turned upside down. Like a big mansion, sitting right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of the
town called Bel Air.
Yeah. I'm also.
Wait, what's that? Born and raised on the playground of San Francisco, so my days relaxing, relaxing, all cool and all shooting some people all outside of the pool, and a couple of guys who were up to no good. Started to play in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared of fishing, moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I baked them later with her. They have the name, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on the way. She gave me a kiss, and then she handed my ticket. I put the long man on the bed. I might as well kick it. First class show.
Fuck. That was fucking BBC from New Jersey, you piece of shit. God damn it. I apologize, people. Man, where are we? 2007? What the fuck? All right, moving on. Let's see who else we have here. Caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Meep Kitty Fuck.
Meep Kitty Fuck. It's a pleasure and honor to have you here. What's going on? What's on your mind?
I want to switch gears a little bit. And
oh, by all means. By all means. Yes, please do.
I have, like, a crush on someone, but I think, like, ethically and morally, we have, like, a different standpoint on things.
Okay.
And,
so what's the problem?
Like, for me, like, I'm an elite hacker, and my crush is, like, a white hat hacker, and it's really hard to deal with. Like, I can't be involved with a white hat hacker. He's too ethical.
This is forbidden fruit. I know the feeling. Yeah, it's tough.
Excuse
it's
me?
Tough to deal with. Hello? Is this on? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It's tough to deal with. You know, I think I have a couple other elite hackers on the line. Let me bring them all back on, and maybe they can give you...
Bring them on, please.
All right, dudes, hey, leaders, elite hacksaws on the line. Do you have any advice for Meep Kitty Fuck?
Hello.
Yeah, you're all back on.
Everybody's on. Meep,
glad you were able to call in. And, yeah, I know it's Danny, by the way. I knew you were going to address this at some point sooner or later. And, you know, I've been kind of worrying about you myself because, like, when this all started to happen, I was like, whoa, Meeps, you know, what's going on? This is totally out of character for you. I have no idea, you know, what you're even doing, you know. And so, like,
I
agree with you. I think that, you know, you're just going, I mean, as a friend, you know, a real friend will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And, you know, I'm just going to say this is you're doing the wrong thing here, Meeps. I'm sorry, but I think this is just totally wrong. I mean,
that's what I've been thinking, too. Like, I can't go through life, you know, going against my personal ethics for somebody that's, like, more ethical.
Right.
You know?
This is sick.
I mean, like, white hats are obviously just...
It's one thing for Republican to date a Democrat, but it's kind of like a jewel thief dating a cop. It just can't work.
Right. Yeah. It's difficult, especially with hackers. Like, you know, our ethos is very, you know, obtusely defined.
Moop is in the queue. He's jabbering me, saying that he really wants to speak on this himself, actually,
right.
Too.
All right, let me go find him. Tell him that I'm gonna take him into the screening room and find him, and I'll bring him on in a second. Go ahead, continue.
But I didn't know you felt so strongly about the jester there, Meeps. I didn't realize y'all were that close.
The jester's not really a white hat, though.
Well, that was the biggest white hat example I could think of that everybody listening would know. My bad, joke fail.
An ass hat, not a white hat.
Yeah.
I have a crush on Ron Brim.
Okay, so the point.
Hello? Somebody dying?
Call 411 quick.
Fucking Ron Brenner.
I keep trying to unmute myself, and every time I unmute myself, I start laughing again.
Me too.
Oh, man. I think I'm drunker off this cheap wine than I thought I was. Box wine for the win.
Woo.
So down. Are we in the green room right now?
No.
Nah, you're
oh, we're alive?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pop my head inside and I can tell you if we're live. Yeah, no, we're live.
Oh, awesome.
Weird.
Yeah. He only put you in the green room when you're talking about something important. I think twice in the past week and a half, he's thrown me in the green room for 10 minutes when we're discussing important topics.
Vince gets pissed off about fucking Tito Jackson.
Max, is that your gig of trolls?
All right, I think we have Shmoop on now. Let me pull this caller on. Is that Shmoop? Shmoop, is that you?
Hello, yes, this is the great Shmoop. How you doing?
Shmoop!
Doing great now that you're here, bro. What's going on? What's happening?
Not much. How about you? Oh, hi, Meeps. How are you? Oh, hello, Shmoop.
I'm just talking about my love life.
Yeah, I know. You like the jester. And here's what I think about that. I think that the jester is one of the greatest ethical hackers of all time. And I also think that he might be the person who might give you a reach around. So you don't know. I mean, he might be a good guy.
He's a master.
Tom Lyon's a great guy.
What's that?
Master doxier and hacker of Sergio's.
Okie dokie. let's take a call from Myron. Myron, you're on the line. What's going on, Myron?
Well, I just wanted to share a story.
Wait, you shared a story earlier, didn't you?
No. It's my first time calling.
No, I think you did. Do you guys remember if Myron shared a story already?
He did.
I think you sent him to the green room to
like to think about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was that who? Yeah, okay. Myron, you had your story. It wasn't working out. We're giving you another shot. Yeah, go for it. What's up?
The
your
worst
story
ever.
Still a better story than Twilight.
It didn't get any better. God damn it.
It's a cliffhanger, bro. Calm down. It's a cliffhanger. All right? He's just trying to build the suspense.
All right. So here it goes. So today I was with my girlfriend today, and I hit her. So I'm really scared right now because I think I'm going to get kicked by the cops tomorrow. So I figured I would tell you guys what happened.
I love intrigue.
We were having an argument, and she went too far. She made a comment along the lines of your loser father couldn't keep a relationship together, and he couldn't either. When I was around 11, my parents got divorced and fought for custody. My dad wanted me and my brother.
That's a cool story.
My mom wanted us to just sit at my dad. She won, and my dad kind of lost it over the dickheads. This was too far for me. I had never, ever hit a girl before. But it happened so fast, I didn't even know how I did it. Basically, I caught my fist back and flew it straight into her nose. I thought it would be like the movies where she would get a little tickle of blood. It wasn't. Her nose exploded. I think I must have broken a bunch of cartilage or something because blood shot out of the both of her nostrils. Got all over me.
Who's breaking into a car?
All right, I put that.
Oh, that's me. Sorry, that's sorry. The car turning it off.
To hear the rest of Myron's story, I'll put you in the green room with him. Hugh Mad, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a message from these trolls, these faggy times from 9GAG.
Uh huh.
I don't know who you guys are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for trolling, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long trolling career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let this trolling go now, that'll be the end of it. I'll not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't stop this trolling, 9GAG, this is MISC, by the way. If you don't stop this trolling, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Oh, God.
Shut up, bitch.
I'll never, no, you don't, I ain't even scared.
Listen, you cheeky bugger,
I swear I'll wreck you, mate.
You what, mate? Listen, bitch, I'll rape you if I get the chance.
You cheeky fuck. You don't even know.
Okay, moving on. We have more calls to take here. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. What's up? Hello, caller?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, it's going fantastic. We're glad you're here. What's on your mind?
I have to get jizzed on by a group of people does to a man. It is not pretty. I was part of it. When I was 12, 13, I went to a sleepaway summer camp. This is like when we were starting to discover porn and Jack and all Playboys and making thank cards, shit like that. The kid in our cabin was a huge tool. Cool stuff like food and money from other people in our cabin. So a half dozen decided one night to wake up in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. and we all start taking turns jacking off in the bathroom, running out before we finish and blowing our fat loads on the kid while he was sleeping. Literally, 6 to 8 kids did this. All over his face, sheets, upper body, hands. One kid also did it in his shoes.
Anybody want this guy's number so they can hear the rest of the story?
Just
personal message me. Just personal message me, and you can catch up with him. We just don't have time for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go. Block caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Unscreened. Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, who are you? What's on your mind?
This is a message.
Uh-huh.
Is it just me or these raids gotten so much worse? Like, they need to be good at this shit, Vince. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, how come nobody can troll good?
Vince used to get some good trolls, but it's these new fags on the internet.
Hang on a second. I need to give some credit out to Gonzo PhD for keeping track of all the trolls, and pretty much all of them have been deemed fail by the professor, Gonzo. So he's keeping tally in the chat room. I will have the if you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceLeBay, I'll tweet out the chat room chat logs as well. And if you want any IPs of any of the trolls that are in the chat room, you can hit me up on personal message, and I can get those to you as well. Let's see. Let's take another call here. Go ahead, caller. Block number. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, it's Milton again, or Milton. I forgot your name. Do you have a story? Is this the same guy?
It sounds like him.
This is my first time calling.
No,
This is the first time calling after the first two times.
That's totally Myron. Later, dude. Okay, let's see. Blocked number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, is this me?
This is so...
Who's still trying to steal cars?
It's me. Like I said, I got to keep turning the call on and off. I'm worried about my gas line still.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. I thought it was just somebody who kept going out and getting in their car.
This is great. I love it. We got a caller that is in a gas line as we speak. Can we get an update? How close are you to the front of the line now?
About 2.5 blocks. Assuming that it's the gas station on the corner that I'm on the line for. I'm not 100%. There's another gas station 4 blocks from here, so it might be for that one.
So he's anywhere from 2.5 to 4 blocks away from getting some gas.
All right.
Yeah, I've been online for about 1.5 hours now.
Yeah, keep us up to date, because we don't want to...
Oh, no, 2 hours. It's daylight savings time, so 2.5 hours.
No.
Yeah, daylight savings time.
Because 1 o'clock came twice.
Oh, I'm sorry, no, it's actually standard time.
It's daylight savings time. Ask Twitter.
No. Twitter also knows that we're switching over to standard time. Yeah. Okay.
The United States Marine Corps said it was daylight savings time.
The United States Marine Corps has a fucking piece of shit intern running their Twitter account who doesn't know his head from his ass. It's first of all, daylight saving time. There's no plural. It's not daylight savings. It's daylight saving time. Daylight saving time has just ended. You're now in standard time. All right?
I'm mad.
Time.
Listen
to me. This is fucking time. This is serious business, you pieces of shit. What? Everybody else
no.
put the chat on lockdown?
We all know you're Neil Rauhauser.
Oh, my God. That's it.
Yeah.
We are going total lockdown. Total lockdown. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to come to this, folks.
I warned you.
I'm sorry I had to come to this, but the trolls have won. The trolls have won. I'm now going to surrender the show to the trolls. Go ahead, Myron Gaines. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, Myron, what?
Well, you were talking about the Marines. Well, I'm not trying to start a fight, but you don't have a clue on how the world works. I mean, I've seen shit you will never see. I've lived through things you will never live through. I'll say what I think to anyone. You know, as far as me coming to wherever you live and saying something to someone you know, I don't know them. So why would I just walk up and say something like that?
What are you talking about, dude?
What am I talking about? Has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go on to do look more like... Huh? Answer me.
You need to do a barrel roll.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll.
I will.
Do a barrel roll.
I'm doing it.
Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Got him. He's gone. All right, go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, you're unmuted. You're blocked number, unscreened. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, hello. Is this on?
Oh yeah, this is on.
Jesus Christ, people! Do you know what? Where are you calling from? Has it reached 2 o'clock a.m. where you're at?
No, it's actually 1 a.m. right here.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have another hour till you switch your clock to standard time, right?
Yeah.
Very good. So, what's on your mind today? What's going on?
Just want to talk about the election that's coming up.
Yes. What do you think?
Well, I'm a Ron Paul supporter.
Wait, you've already called in and told us that.
Well, actually, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, but I'm waiting for Mitt Romney.
Oh, and why are you doing that? Why are you making the switch?
Because I've had Barack Obama as the president for the last 4 years, and he has not done anything, so I would like as much change as I can, and plus because he's a nigger.
And that's it?
Yeah. I mean, I can't trust black people anymore. I've given them a chance. I mean, they've ruined this country. Welfare checks everywhere. I mean, disrupting our schools, disrupting our kids.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Sounds like you have some unresolved issues with black folks.
Well, as a member of the white union that I've recently joined, I personally have changed my opinions on them by giving them a chance.
And he goes to the green room. If anybody wants to hear his lame story, just let me know. I'll put you in the green room. Let's see. I've got to burn through some calls here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, you're on the air. Hello?
Is this me?
That's totally
me. Oh, hey, I am on. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Anyways, this Halloween, I went egging this guy's house with my friends.
Uh-huh.
But instead of using eggs,
uh-huh,
we put semen in the freezer. And then once it was cold enough, we put it in the bowls.
Uh-huh.
And then we took those out after they were real cold and to throw them to get semen all over people's windows. But it turned out it just went through the window. And I gave this 5-year-old a concussion.
With the bag of semen?
Yeah.
That's an amazing story. Thank you. I wish Myron would come up with a story like that. All right, what else do we got here? Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Well.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
I don't give a shit who you are or where you live. You can count on me to be there to bring your fucking life to a hellish end. I'll put you in so much fucking pain that it'll make Jesus being nailed to a cross in the desert look like a fucking back massage on a tropical island. I don't give a shit how many reps you have or how tough you are in real life, how well you can fight, how many fucking guns you own to protect yourself. I'll fucking show up to your house when you aren't home. I'll turn all the lights on in your house, leave all the water running, open your fridge door and not close it, and turn your gas stove burner.
Okay, he's in the green room now. I thought there was going to be a punchline. All right, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, are we on TV?
We're totally on TV. What's up? Who are you? What's on
your mind? Hi, my name is Gundit. I think you might have something wrong with your brain. Why are you trying to be all cyberbully on me? Do you really think anyone cares about your radio talk show? You talk to people like they're trash. Why would you want to come off like that? Does it make you feel tough? Are you trying to make up for having a small, smelly dick? You need to see a shrink. Have fun going through life wondering why people don't like you in your radio show. I'll give you a hint, though. You try to make others feel like shit. But you have failed on me. I know what you are. See, the thing is, I'm a nice guy. Hello, you still there?
Who wants this dude's number? It's 956. I'll give you the rest if you just PM me. You can have that guy's number. Hear about his bullshit. Let's see. I'm trying to burn through these calls, get to a break real quick, and we'll come back. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. What's up?
Oh, cool. Am I actually talking to you?
You're totally talking to me, bro. What's up? What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm actually from Australia, and my name's Bert.
What's up, Bert from Australia?
Yeah, I was just saying, you have a really sexy voice.
Oh, yeah? You want to...
Yeah, no homo man, right? Do you even lift? Because if you do, I should have like ATG squat, spot you, man.
Dude, keep talking, bro. You're turning me on, actually.
Oh, good.
I love it when
glutes spread, legs open. I'll enter you, sweet prince.
All right, I put him in the screening room with the other dude. They'll figure it out. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. Just unmuted you. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
It's Asshurt McFags.
Asshurt McFags, it's a pleasure and honor to have you calling into the show. Welcome.
Indeed. How are you?
Oh, so much better now that you're here. Can you please... have you been hearing that? I hope you haven't listened to all this trash that I've been dealing with tonight, have you?
I've listened to some of it. Mildly entertaining.
Dude.
And mostly horrendous.
This is the worst trolling I've ever seen in my entire career on the internet.
I'm pretty sure people were reading from scripts that they wrote.
Yeah. Like, I hope they don't talk...
That's literally what they were doing.
That's what I was going to say. Do you talk monotone in real life, or are you reading a script? It's horrendous. It's
quite possible that they talk in monotone in real life.
Yeah, there's always that, too. So what's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I did call in earlier and troll you as Meat Kitty Fuck.
Oh, that was you doing Meat Kitty Fuck?
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
I bought it. I was like, sure, Meep Kitty Fuck, why not? I was
that was the one successful troll of the night.
Yeah, honestly, I was a little disappointed when you dropped off, when Meep Kitty Fuck dropped off. I was like, oh, we lost Meep Kitty Fuck. Oh, well. Hey, let me put you on with the boys here. We got Danny.
Yeah, Vince.
Yeah.
For the trolls. I just like to give a message to the trolls.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear the message go.
I'd like to have them know that I graduated top of my class in the fucking Navy SEALs. I've been involved in numerous secret raids on Al-Qaeda, have over 300 confirmed kills. I'm trained in fucking guerrilla warfare, the top sniper in the entire U.S. Armed Forces. You're nothing to me but another fucking target. I'll wipe you the fuck out with precisions the like of which you've never seen before on this fucking earth. Mark my fucking words.
That's Danny.
Awesome. All right,
don't
so we got Danny. We got Geist. We got Cyber Monkey. We got Sicko. We got Hammurabi's Code. We got XU Out. And some other people.
That, my friends, is why Danny is the tag team champions.
Yeah.
As leader of Anonymous, I think I have to shoulder some blame from here. I promise you I will address these failed trolls at our next weekly meeting. Hopefully we'll be able to get something done about this. I apologize, guys. I'm sorry.
Is that Sicko?
Some cards.
Yeah, that's
Sicko. Sicko.
What's up, Sicko?
Not much. Listening to these new fags, failed troll. The Pokemon song was pretty good, though. The first one that called in, he was pretty good.
That was funny. I'll give him that. That was fun.
But, man, the rest
you
of
you guys
just...
know I'm the leader of Teacot?
Yeah, I actually did. I did see you proclaim that the other day on Twitter.
I proclaimed that I was leader of Teacot, and I actually kicked someone off of Teacot.
Oh, wow. Flexing your muscles kind of quickly. You know, I didn't start kicking people out of Anonymous until about a month after I became leader, so, wow.
Yeah. You have to have
roll
some brass balls to start kicking people off hashtags.
Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed. Just let me throw that out there. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
All right, let's get back to the calls, shall we?
Oh, man.
No,
well,
we didn't.
In your queue, he just told me on Jabber he dropped out. So one of those is Schmoo.
Yeah, I was gonna say because we lost him. Let's trust one. Come on, no whammies and Schmoop. Is that you? Hello, Schmoop? No, it's not Schmoop. You would have said something already, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, let's try this one. I have caller.
Schmoop socks. I'm dropping Schmoop socks right now.
Oh, shit.
Robert Langford.
Oh, shit.
Hey, is that Schmoop on the air now? Hello, caller.
Schmoop is Robert Langford.
Robert, are you on the air?
Hang on, let me. I have to go. You don't understand. My switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree, and they're all blocked numbers. So I gotta find them. Hang on.
I believe that I called it when the first guy called in and he sang the Pokemon song. I muted my phone and went in and typed in that. I guarantee your switchboard's lit up, and they're all gonna be failed trolls. I remember the days of good BTR trolling. Jeez, this is just bad. If you ever want to see what a good BTR raid is, go onto YouTube and Google 4chan ghost raids. Those were some of the best trolling ever.
Well, when you expect trolling, like, it's kind of hard to be trolled, I suppose.
It's all about subtlety.
No, those are just really bad trolls, though.
Yeah, it's all about delivery, and Vince gives every troll a chance to be good. Vince is an equal opportunist there. He gives every troll a troll. But
I'm just a Vince noob, I suppose. My first-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, because I can't actually be inside near my computer when I'm talking because Melissa's listening to the show inside, and there'd be some feedback issues. When I get back on, I'll pull up some old ghost politic 4chan raids that used to get him so pissed off. It's unreal.
Best of all time. He's the biggest lulz cow on the internet ever.
Ever. Like, I mean, they used to raid his show like once a week.
No. After the bronies discovered him, he would have over 500. Like, you see mine right now, how I'm at 60 users. Imagine the dude's got 500. It says 500 users. It just pins on 500 users on his show because it won't count higher than 500. He really gets like 10,000. Seriously, a lot of them are. It's insane, dude. And it drove him insane. He had to quit his show. He always has to quit his show because the trolls he just can't do it anymore. But he feeds off of them, so it's just this unending loop. And I have the Ghost of Ghost. He pops in time to time, right, Ghost?
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
And that was him being nice.
Yeah. And
that was him in a good mood.
I was one of his favorite callers.
Yeah, but then again, Vince, you're everybody's favorite.
Whatever. Hey, we got Schmoop with us now. Go ahead, Schmoop. You're on the air.
Yes, Vince. I'd actually like to say something. I mean, I've been listening to the show for the past, I mean, since it started here. Man, I'm just listening to these trolls. Some of them, made me chuckle, but some of these trolls are just, they're just awful. I mean, like,
they don't even lift.
They don't lift. I'm not even sure what to say. I mean, I'm not impressed. Not impressed.
Hello.
Yeah, do any of them lift?
Yeah, I mean, Vince, if you'll just dump all their IPs into the chat room, we'll get back with them and teach them how to
call. Oh, no, I don't want to do that out in the open. I'm doing personal messages for that. Phone numbers and IPs are all going to be over personal message.
Listen, Vince, here's what I think, man. Just let them be. Like I said, if someone were to do that to me when, you know, like, I don't know, if I was in their situation, I wouldn't want that to happen to me. But like I say,
No, we're not talking about for doxing. We're talking about so we can so we can help them with their trolling ability.
We want to inform them.
We just want to teach
them better trolls.
We don't want to dox them. We just want to teach them.
Yeah.
Well, I want to dox them. I don't know, guys. I kind of
we
want to
enlist them.
Yeah.
We have a troll army, and we want recruits. And these people have the balls to call in. Therefore, they're ripe for the picking. You know, we can groom them to be better trolls.
As old fags, we have a responsibility to train the new fags.
Here's what I think, Vince. I mean, these guys, they don't have the spirit of trolling. I mean, like, everybody's seen how I am. I have no fucking limits. I'll say whatever I want, how I want. I'll say nigger, I'll say sick, I'll say whatever word. It doesn't really matter. I mean, that's how trolling should be. I mean, these guys are just started.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to find fun, like the most popular memes.
I don't get it, dude.
They're trying to find like the most popular memes and use those to troll, and they don't get that it doesn't. It's not the same. You know.
Yeah.
It's new fags. What can you do though? I mean, what can you do? You can't kill them all. I've tried.
Yeah.
I mean, you start. People start asking questions, and then the cops start sniffing around, and you have to move to another state again, and I mean, it's just a big old hassle.
I mean, that we make a WePay so that we could actually build, like, the first ever Ginger Brooks Institute for Trolling.
If you notice on Twitter earlier, I was talking about the best way to socialize and, you know, and improve our education system. And I think that we could, and, you know, we could use this trolling school as a template as to how to do education in every, you know, everywhere else. You know, we could just the boundaries are limitless. You know, we can make a wiki and post some videos. And we could link a YouTube account, I mean a Twitter account to it, so it's
the
tweeting
thing
out.
Is,
or
like,
you know, just call me a sense of humor.
You can't start doing that because it makes it. Trolling become more of like a sport instead of an art.
You can't teach funny. Funny's a natural gift. You can't teach that. So some people.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of funny. Hey, speaking of funny, we have
That's
a clown
not
on. We have
smooth,
a clown
by
on.
The way.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. It's my show. Check this out. Speaking of funny, we have a big fat clown with us now. Everybody, welcome Shadow DXS.
Oh Jesus!
Stop.
What the fuck?
Damn, what up?
Actually, Vince, you're going to want to hold on to that thought because you're going to find out about another clown here in a minute. I mean, in a few minutes. But either way, how you doing, Shadow?
I'm all right.
Somebody got some Faygo. Can somebody get this man some Faygo?
What you guys up to?
You just missed a bunch of 4chaners. It looks like they all have aborted their mission. The chat room has deflated, and there's no more calls on hold. So you just missed all the parade of the trolls.
Well, one tip to these 4chaners is they're always trying to frame 9GAG as who's really doing the trolling. If y'all didn't do that, then we wouldn't necessarily know you came from 4chan. But the minute you start trying to make it look like 9GAG's doing it, then we know it comes from 4chan. So come on, guys.
Like 9GAG needs any help getting hated on, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Really? Like,
yeah, 9GAG's terrible enough.
Hey, look. But as bad as 4chan trolling was tonight, Bald for Bieber was fucking great.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I think 9GAG is like the best website on the internet, dude. I spend like 4 hours a day on 9GAG, man.
Yeah, with your prestige copy of Internet Explorer, right?
Yes, exactly. With my IE. I get on my Windows 7 with my IE, and I look at my 9GAG.
Now, see, you're an expensive motherfucker.
So
I'm still running on the copy
of
Windows ME, man. Over there fucking bragging about your Windows 7, rich bitch.
If Internet Explorer was that terrible, it wouldn't be the standard on every computer.
Well, then something's wrong with my copy of Linux.
Listen, Internet Explorer and MySpace all day.
Oh, dude, MySpace. Those are some
Every
single one of y'all are lying if you say you don't have a MySpace account because nobody went back and deactivated theirs.
Oh, dude, I've got like 4 of mine. I haven't used them, but they're still there.
MySpace doesn't want to go purging fucking users.
That's hemorrhage.
Don't have any user base.
MySpace does have a user base. MySpace, their user base is all banned. It's all musicians, and I'm not saying they're good bands or whatever, but it's all musicians because Facebook doesn't have a way to upload their music and stuff to it. So a lot of like indie bands and stuff still use MySpace to this day.
Fuck MySpace and Facebook. That's all I got on that.
Actually, a lot of these bands are kind of moving towards Google Plus nowadays.
They're
starting to get horse shit on there.
Are they really?
Yeah, like, it's really getting irritating. It's just as bad.
I've never used like I. I had a Google Plus account when they were still, like, you had to be invited on to something, and there wasn't anybody using it at the time, and it was just boring, and I just never went back.
Well, I got it when it was still invite-only, but, you know, when they made it public, it got a little bit more interesting. In fact, I just got off of a Hangout before I got on here.
Yeah. I spend too much time on Twitter. The last thing I need is another social media account.
Are you kidding me?
Like
I can't get enough social media.
27 hours a day on Twitter.
Hey, someone.
I'm pretty much never on Twitter.
I don't even go on Twitter either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you
are the leader of Anonymous. As the leader of Anonymous, as the leader of Anonymous, I have to be on Twitter because something might happen and I won't be there to, you know, to direct my troops.
What is that, Danny?
No, that's Sicko.
I don't even go on Twitter
Sicko.
Because
Sicko is the leader of Anonymous.
Just ask Rep Dan. He said it. Rep Dan said it, and there's video proof.
Wait a second. When did you dethrone Barrett Brown?
When he went to jail.
No. He's just the kingpin inside now.
Yeah, but see, somebody has to run this shit on the outside, bro.
Somebody's got
to
be the face
right,
of the operation.
Right, sucking Sabu's dick.
Yeah, somebody has to run this shit on the outside. They voted, we drew straws or something like that, and I ended up losing or winning, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, you definitely won that one, bro.
So you're the one that gets banned when shit goes down. Got it.
Sicko's like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption. Well, no, Barrett's like Morgan Freeman. Sicko is like his source. He's like the guy to give everybody all the shit, you know, if somebody needs a double cheeseburger.
Oh, man, don't be mentioning double cheeseburgers. I ain't had one of them in, like, at least 5 minutes.
Oh, I could use a double cheeseburger right now. Man. With bacon?
Dude, I'm at work, too. Y'all are some dicks.
Oh, man.
Playing
now I'm trying to think about what foods
hotel.
Are inside. Shit.
We got
whoever
a vending machine full of
double cheeseburger. I fucking
hate
you.
You hate me?
Whoever said double cheeseburger first?
Oh, it wasn't me. I'm the envious motherfucker wishing I had a double cheeseburger.
It was me.
Prick.
Are we in the green room?
No.
I was in the green room. I'm going to bring out screening calls. We're still getting tons of calls.
I was just making sure.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm going to bring out, right?
Sorry to
break up the monotony here, but I have to bring on Amber. We got Amber, a stripper from, she's apparently a stripper from Michigan. Amber, you're on the line. What's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Amber, you're
live. Hey, what's herpes taste like?
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
It'd be better if you were here.
We're just so glad you called into the show. What's up?
You caught my interest when you were talking about politics a little bit ago.
Oh, God. A stripper that knows politics. This ought to be good.
Really? What?
Strippers are people too, my friend.
What did you want to talk about in politics?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm voting for Gary Johnson.
Better vote
because
for
he has a Johnson?
No, because he wants to legalize prostitution.
Well,
oh,
no, he does.
Another 4chan troll.
He wants to legalize heroin too, so I'm definitely voting for him.
Oh, Barrett Brown would be all over that one.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time.
Well, if you want to block your vein, yeah, if you're into that, I mean, you can't be a hypocrite and want one drug legalized and not another.
Whoa.
Dear God, how old are you? You sound like a fucking 12-year-old chipmunk, bitch.
Whoa. Let's calm down with all the hostilities.
Hey, just because
I'm not being hostile. I'm trying to be friendly here. This is just me relaxing.
China's always hostile.
I'm not hostile.
Well, it's all that ICP you listen to. That doesn't make anybody angry.
Our good friend Jewish Producer in the chat room says he's got a petition to legalize prostitution in California. There you go. So Amber, if things don't work out,
the governor will be all over that shit.
If things work out with Gary Johnson, maybe they'll legalize it in California. You can come out here. I'm in California.
Well, now I know where to go.
Are you in California?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that Oregon legalizes it.
Fuck Oregon. Who goes to Oregon?
Who the fuck goes to Oregon?
Colorado's on ballot, too.
What you got, all like, right, kids that you dropped off at an adoption agency in Oregon or something?
Hello?
I'm sorry, there's too many of you guys talking at the same time.
Yeah, I'm just going to shut up. Never
Jesus
mind.
Jesus Christ,
ahead.
Complicated voices.
Oh, no, you. I like your voice.
Me too.
Like my voice?
I'm still kind of wanting to talk about double cheeseburgers.
I'm wanting to talk about Danny's voice a little more.
Yeah.
My voice is sexy, isn't it, baby?
Oh, here comes the moaning.
All right, girl. Feels good.
Oh, shoot me.
Are you doing it yourself?
This is the first time Dan, or not Danny, I'm sorry, Dan.
Is she
this the first time Shadow's ever heard a girl moan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Girl moan in Tiny Chat about a month ago. Ah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
How big is the baseball bat you're fucking yourself with?
Oh, my God. I didn't fucking come.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kind of lame.
Don't everybody clap at once.
Late. Mari going
at it. Least sound realistic?
This is horrible.
Like, can you at least sound realistic?
Yeah, you should probably masturbate.
At least throw a pillow or something, shit.
Sorry, I was in the screen.
Did I just hear you say you want to masturbate through a pillow, Shadow?
No, you dumb fuck. I said throw a pillow.
Oh.
Oh, so he said he wanted to masturbate through a throw pillow.
No, what he was hoping I said was that he bites the pillow.
Okay. Hey, we got another call now. Let's take a call from Anthony. Anthony, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, what's Anthony. Up?
What's up?
Hi.
Oh, nothing. What's on your mind, dude?
They are standing in the big one, small one, something as big as your head. Give them a twist to go the
room.
Internet.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Anyway.
That was the gayest fucking thing I ever heard in my life.
You loved it. Shut up.
These trolls are coming back now. All of a sudden
sometimes,
they're back.
Sometimes bad trolls can be really funny, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The trolls.
What's
they're
a
gnomes.
What's
they're
a troll?
Oh, you don't want to know, Amber. I'll tell you about it someday.
Is that Amber Lion?
No, I doubt maybe. That's Amber Lion.
Amber Lion. I know, but
let's pretend it is.
All right.
Is this star's name? Amber Lion? I think I've seen some of her videos.
Her porn videos?
Yeah.
Amber Lion's got a fucking huge X tube.
She's got a huge what?
She recently blocked me on Twitter. I was really sad-faced over that.
Amber Lion blocked you on Twitter? What did you say?
Well, she was saying that the New York Stock Exchange was flooded by 3 feet of water.
Yeah, and she got
and
it from
she,
CNN.
And,
she's a dumbass.
Cited CNN as her source, and it's like, those are the people that fired your ass. And now you're citing them. You're supposedly, going against the mainstream media, and now you're turning around and using the mainstream media as your source.
Yeah, but to be fair, so many activists, and I say that with air quotes that y'all can't see. they use mainstream media sources too.
There are a lot of journalists out there like her who are no longer working for an organization. They're on their own now. They're trying to make it on the internet, and they're pissed, and they don't have access anymore. And so she's got to rely on CNN tweets.
Like Ron Brenner.
Exactly, like all of them. Yeah, they all rely on Twitter, which, come on. I know it's serious business and all, but it's not exactly,
No. What are you talking about? If it's on Twitter, it's true.
All right. I gotta
He's right, you know. If it's on Twitter, it's reputable.
I got to get a hold of my show again. This is out of control. Everybody, time out. We lost Shmoop. I think we bored the balls off of Shmoop. So I'm going to put everybody on timeout. We're going to take a little break. I've been talking about Amber. Are you there? Oh, Amber.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
But have I told you about Ghost? We were talking about Ghost earlier.
No. Remind me.
You would love Ghost. He's a capitalist. He does a show on here called True Capitalist Radio. He's the biggest Lulz cow in the history of the internet. You can find his archive shows at blogtalkradio.com/ghost. And he essentially does a show for a couple of months, gets trolled off the internet, and then quits and then comes back later. And he's in another hiatus. And I miss the guy. So I thought since we're talking about him, I could play an old clip. This is a clip of me calling into Ghost's show around the time they had that big ass tornado in that hit. What was it?
Joplin.
Missouri, yeah. And at the time, there used to be a radio show on here on Blog Talk Radio called the Cannabis Monk Show. What were they called? Jesus Christ. It was the 420 Happy Hour. No, not 420 Happy Hour. It was the 420 Grindhouse. That's what it was. 420 Grindhouse.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, they used to have they're like a pot-oriented show. And they were broadcasting out of Joplin, Missouri. And so I called in the Ghost, giving him some ideas about how we could assist those people. So here we go. This is a flashback. I'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Who else we got going on over here? We got I think we got Vince in the Bay. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, Ghost.
How's it going?
Doing good, man. I'm glad you finally wised up and decided to mix things up and have a co-host now and then. I think it's a great idea. And
I'm going to have it every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, as long as peeps are providing insight, exciting, so on and so forth, man. So, what you want to talk about?
Well, on this Joplin, Missouri. You said Joplin, Mississippi. It's actually Joplin, Missouri.
Oh yeah, Joplin, Missouri. My bad. He's out there in Missouri. Forgot about
that.
Yeah.
Right. These people are in dire need of even the people that haven't been there, where their property hasn't been leveled by the tornado. They're still lacking general day-to-day necessities. Like a lot of people don't even have their internet up and running. A lot of people don't have phone lines up and running. You know, there's a lot of things that are inconveniencing people on a day-to-day level. You know, outside of the immediate devastation. And I have some good friends of mine who are based out of Joplin, Missouri. They actually do a blog talk radio show here late night called the 420 Grindhouse. And these guys...
Oh, 420, that doesn't have anything herbal related, does it?
Absolutely. These guys, their studio was not hit by the tornado directly. But they
that's good to know that their stash is remaining intact.
See, that's
we're happy
thing.
About it.
That's the thing, though, is they have less than an eighth of weed to last them God knows how long. All the weed supply in Joplin, Missouri is pretty much shut down. There's nothing moving coming in or out of Joplin right now. And what I'm trying to do for my brother...
Hold on. Vince, wait a minute. What are you doing? Are you trying to convince, drug dealers to go into Joplin, Missouri... to start, peddling out some weed because the whole goddamn weed market has been wiped out because of a goddamn tornado? I mean, is that what you're insinuating here?
No, the drug dealers are fine. They just don't have any supplies. So what I want to do is raise funds so we can helicopter in. We're not gonna actually lay foot to the ground. We're just gonna chopper it in, just like they did for the kids in after the Haiti earthquake. We're just gonna drop in pounds of weed by helicopter. But we need to raise funds in order to purchase this marijuana. So what I'd like to extend to your listeners is to pledge. We've got a phone bank right now. I know you have a lot of callers on the line.
Hold on. Shut him off, engineer. Shut him off for a second. Wait a minute. What are you using my show as some kind of a goddamn Jerry Lewis, muscular dystrophy fundraiser for your goddamn weed drop off, for Christ's sake? I mean, I find it rather funny, Vince, that you've really thought all this out, for Christ's sake. You're like, we're not even going to set foot on the ground. We're just coming in through the air, and we're going to just throw it down on the ground. Like, as if, if by some chance you get busted by authorities, that your defense is going to be that there's no law of the air. And, you weren't necessarily on land, so you didn't really break any land laws. So is that what your defense is going to be if you happen to be busted by authorities?
Hey, baby, it works for the United States government, so it's good enough for me, baby.
Oh, man, this is just horrible, Vince. I mean, you know, I can't do it. Get him off, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on, Vince. Come on. I mean, I appreciate the retweets and whatnot, but we can't be advocating that type of activity, for Christ's sake. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that have suffered devastation, loss out there, not just in Joplin, Missouri, but all over the South and Midwest. For Christ's sake, it's been disgusting what has happened, the amount of devastation because of tornadoes. And here you are, a couple of stoners out there in California concerned about the stoners in Joplin, Missouri, talking about chartering up a goddamn chopper and dropping off some supply so that you can continue the goddamn economy and the damn weed source out there, for Christ's sake. I mean, this is America right here, folks. This right here is America. I'm not making this crap up, for Christ's sake. I mean, Jesus Christ. I need a drink. Give me a drink, man. Jesus Christ.
Hit it!
Wow. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarrai
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 8.6, un finale in gran posto.
Finish him!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Oh, yeah, people. We got less than a half hour of this crap left to go. We're almost there. Thank you all for tuning in. I want to take this opportunity now to spotlight the valiant effort of all the folks in the chat room. I apologize. I'm busy engineering a show right now, so I can't really be in there chit-chatting. I'm not like Ghost. I don't have a fake engineer or Goofy Bone. I have a fake engineer. I'm doing this shit myself. There's no smoke and mirrors here. So without any further ado, I want to do a chat room roll call. That's right. The music. Why was that not? Let's try it again. Chat room roll call. See who we have in here. Wow, 45 users at the moment. I want to give a shout out to... damn it. Big ups to Ambassador McHugs. You should all follow Ambassador McHugs. McHugs, you should put in your link for your Twitter. He live tweets BTR late night all the time. He's your one-stop source. If you can't listen to the show... You follow Ambassador McHugs, and he live tweets the show. I swear to God, he does a great job. He is really the ambassador here, late night blog talk radio. Also, Anon Sicko is in the chat room at the Crisis 73. Aziz Shavers, something or other. Blitzy, we have the house. Breakbeak Junkie, Shalma, Clear Cup, Come Honor Face, Crappy Teabags, Cyber Monkey, Danny Dantelion, Dougie Fresh, I'm sorry, Doug. I always want to say Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew when I see Doug, or Dougie. Frosty Time with Danny in the house. GGT 183 in the building. Ghostery in the house. Gonzo PhD in the building. Gonzo PhD doing a great job holding it down in the chat room. One of these days you got to call in again, Gonzo. It's going to be time pretty soon for you to call in one of these times. Who else we got? Hammurabi's Code, Hung Low, Jewish Producer, Marin Gems, Melissa 13, Nicholas Bailey, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Oh Hi It's Me, Quinoga, Wild Goose still in the building, and last but not least, XU Out. I also want to give a shout out to my panel, who's been very patient. We're going to get back to the calls here shortly. I have Danny, Cyber Monkey, Sicko, Hammer, XU Out, Amber, the stripper from Michigan, and Shadow, DXS or SX. I always forget. I get it wrong. Yeah, they're all here. They're going to be live in just a second here. And then we have a lot of calls we got to take, too. A lot of unscreened callers. So, those callers, hang tight. We're going to get to you in just a second. But I just, wanted to spotlight the chat room. And, that wraps up the chat room roll call. All right, and we're back with Danny, Cyber Monkey, Sicko, Amber, and Shadow.
Danny, we can't hear you typing, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we can hear you. You just asked in the chat, and I didn't hear it until just now.
All right, let's take a few more calls here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Just send me a call.
Hello?
That sounds... Who is that?
Call us. You're on the air. Okay, we'll put you back on hold.
Oh, my God. How's your phone?
Hello. Hello, call us. You're on the air. You just unmuted you.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
No.
Yes. What's up?
Who's talking?
Oh, hi. All right, this is my first time on talking to you.
Okay.
And I just want to say I heard a couple of references to the Marine Corps a bit ago. All right, I just want to say it's really coincidental. I just signed my contract today with the Marine Corps.
Uh-huh. And how do you feel about that?
I'm proud. I mean, my dad did it. His dad did it.
Hell yeah, buddy. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi all the way. Do or die.
Let's die, do or die.
Yep, kill all the brown people, right?
Say what?
No. What?
I said go kill all the brown people, right?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, no, here we go. Let's take another call here. Hang on a second. are you on the air? Who's this? Hello. It's unmuted you.
Hello.
Hi.
Who the fuck is sitting on top of their roof?
I don't know.
I'm actually out by the ocean right now, if that's what you're hearing.
Yeah. Got a lot of background noise, just self-mute.
All right, hold on. Let me fuck off.
I think sitting on the roof would be kind of dangerous.
Yeah, believe it or not, fat people actually go outside.
I am outside.
Yeah, it's great. We have a huge echo going on, too. It's like
Yeah, I turned my phone up again when you had
anybody listening to the show on acid. It must be a seriously bad trip. Here's
hold
the
on a second.
For your own safety.
All right, is the echo gone?
Yes. Yours is better, but somebody else is echoing too. So it doesn't.
I think
matter.
It's that Amber.
Is it me?
It's
it could be me.
I
think it's Hammer Robbie because he's such a faggot. Who I love.
Fuck you.
Give me smoochies.
It's just all things to play out.
I will not give you smoochies.
Is that what you said, Tiny Chat, last night?
I didn't even get in Tiny Chat last night.
Shut up, because you did.
No.
What the hell is that country music?
Come on, dude.
That's
I don't think these people want me to sing that.
Live from Occupied Fantasy. The live stream straight from, still sounds like you're underage. I'm sorry, folks.
You know, I think I've seen every hippie cliche at Occupy protests except for that song. I think I've seen every hippie cliche except for that song.
My mom's a pretty big hippie, and she sings it nonstop.
Oh, jeez.
She even went so far as to go Occupy Wall Street.
When
are they going to give this crap up, man? I mean, do they really think that they're making a difference?
Occupy has done a lot of good since Sandy hit. Everybody, if you follow me, you know I'm kind of not welcome in some Bay Area Occupy circles, and I've kind of just, you know, distanced myself from the Occupy movement and everything because I feel like they kind of got sidetracked and shit, but occupiers up in New York and New Jersey have done a lot of good work. So.
Well, yeah, if it wasn't for Sandy, they would have never had a shower.
I mean, I'm an occupier. I take showers everyone.
Hippies, they say how they want to save the world, but all they do is smoke pot and smell bad.
Well, you
know. I smoke pot and smell bad.
Right?
Hey, we saw Occupy Revolution rescue beer on a raft made out of mattress or some shit live on Ustream. Isn't that right, guys?
Yeah, that was
pretty
wow.
Really doesn't like hippies.
But, I mean, like
dude
I said,
almost got electrified. It was the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But you got to watch an entire basement fill live. Like, it started hitting his breaker box and smoke started coming out. Then his girl just started losing her fucking mind.
And then
which
he gets
is
outside.
Super annoying.
And then he gets
awesome.
Outside and is like, I'm just going to go down the street a little bit.
Hey, as a professional fat ass, deep fried hippie is the best. I'm just saying.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay, go ahead now.
Yeah, please say something.
I just brought my girlfriend into this chat, and she's all the way home. I just want to say something to her real quick. I know about.
He secretly has a gay affair.
Tell her to make you a sandwich.
Not make me a sandwich. But seriously, it's done. You're calling me. No, it's done.
Oh, shit, you just broke up with her on... Wow. Good.
He
said
he knows about who? Because Shadow's fat ass kept talking. I couldn't hear.
You mad?
James, no. I know. She's been sleeping with my cousin.
Ew, that's some redneck shit.
Oh, it's just cousins, man. Don't sweat that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it was your brother or your dad.
If it was my dad,
you know
she'd be accused
of
necrophilia.
And she's not your sister either.
So, I mean,
it's
all good,
bro. Sister.
It's all good, man.
We're all children in the eyes of the Lord.
But, like
seriously,
I was saying before, the dude broke up with his
Spanish.
Girlfriend. Occupy's done some good work out there. And trust me.
Like
it,
what?
It,
well, give me an example, please.
Watch my Twitter feed. There's few people who criticize. No, let me finish. There's few people who criticize Occupy. as much as I do, who have actually been involved in the movement, have been arrested, you know, all that shit for this movement. So I feel like I get the right to criticize their movement. Occupiers in New York have done, they've done a lot of good work out there, man. A lot of trying to get supplies to people and shit like that. So,
you know,
say what you want to.
Okay, I'm talking about freestanding.
I respect,
you know, like,
their right to occupy, but I just don't like hippies as a whole because of how they treat those who do go out and serve and fight for their country and come back, you know, scarred and maimed. And, you know, I saw a guy in my own hometown spit on a Iraq war veteran who lost both his legs.
Wait, but that, you're not going to make that dude a hippie.
Hippies
don't usually spit on people. They're too busy getting stoned and sitting in circles and braiding each other's hair and shit.
Yeah, I don't think a cotton mouth can spit very well.
Yeah. So, I besides, not all occupiers are hippies. There's a vast majority of them that are, or a vast amount of them that are hippies, but they're not all hippies. I'm
You're
not
right.
I mean,
some of them are rapists.
Cartman, you can't lock people down in your basement. They're not people. They're hippies.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm watching South Park, and that literally just happened.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
There we go.
I have a feeling we're in the green room again.
As a pretty straight guy, I have a gay-ass voice.
I think I'm just paranoid about it now. It's like when Vince goes quiet for longer than 5 minutes, I just assume we're in the green room.
Yeah, am I muted?
No, you're not muted.
Oh, I'm not? Oh, shit.
I love how one of the tags is Gangnam Style. Like, I just noticed that. I've never sat down and listened to that song.
Not to change the subject or anything, but I wanted to ask, you know, how about that Newt Gingrich?
Newt Gingrich?
I haven't heard that name.
He wants to colonize. He wants to colonize the moon, bro. How can we not vote for him?
I don't know. I feel like writing in Chuck Norris.
Hear that? That's me face walling right now.
Wait, are you against colonizing the moon?
Kind
of. What are you, some kind of communist?
I saw the
Are you a communist? Only communists don't want to colonize the moon.
He knows they'll have to make him take two seats, man.
Look, I'm just saying, I think it's blowing up the moon. I kind of like it. It's pretty.
You just don't want to have to fucking take two seats on the ride up. I'm convinced.
Yeah,
who doesn't want to live on the moon? There's no gravity, dude. Do you know how light you'd be?
I know,
imagine,
bro, you can
benefit.
Run for
you
the first time in your life.
I know. Here's
shadow?
The thing. I'd still be fat. I would still be fat.
You would
but
still
you
be
could
fat.
Know
you could actually
fat on
jump.
Earth, but on moon.
You really
want to
put me in a place
standard,
where I can
scared.
Run and chase you fuckers? I mean, is that smart?
Oh, no. You'll still be relative. You'll still be slow. And you won't jump as high as the rest of us. But get this straight. You could dunk a basketball.
Oh, my life's dream right there. To dunk a basketball.
I am 6'5", and I've never dunked a basketball.
I'm 6'1", and I've never even really played basketball.
I'm 6'2", and I dunk every day.
Right there, brother. Right there.
Ha. I've got you all beat. I've dunked a basketball once, and then sprained my ankle coming down and missed two baseball games because I was being a dumbass.
How do we get to basketball?
See, this just proves my theory. Sports are bad for you.
How the hell do we get basketball? By the way, the Warriors are ahead of the both the Clippers and the Lakers. Thank you very much.
Congrats.
Oh, basketball season has already, or it's preseason, isn't it?
No. It's
yes. It's so sad that I don't pay attention to basketball. I thought you guys were really talking about hockey teams. That is how uninvested I am in both those
canceled.
Sports.
Hockey has been canceled. It will not be happening.
Oh, yeah. I actually thought hockey was cool in the Olympics. Why did it get canceled?
No.
The
NHL, the players are locked out because they want more
they're
money.
They're all playing in Europe now.
Oh, my God. They want more money? They get millions of dollars.
No. Not hockey players, sir. I think you're thinking of all the other sports. Hockey players.
Yeah, football, baseball, basketball.
Yeah.
Well, how much the hockey? You can't tell me the hockey players don't live comfortably, though.
No,
they're
like
$8 an hour. Look, I will research this when I can get back in my computer and I'll find out the average salary of a hockey player, but I guarantee you it's not what you're thinking it is.
It's probably not, because I'm relatively retarded when it comes to math
facts.
Hockey
salaries?
Somebody who's sitting in front of their computer right now, Google that. Google average hockey salary.
You're not in front of a fucking
computer. Hold on, I've got my new Google Nexus tablet here. I'm going to go search it up just because I want to have an excuse to touch it.
That's what she said.
Yeah, buddy.
That's kind of weird we haven't come up with a term for, like, hockey players and football players. Like, if you play guitar, you're a guitarist.
Hammurabi.
It's 500,000 a year, but star players can get 10,000,000.
I would be willing to bet A-Rod makes more in a year than the NHL brings in.
Bullshit.
Really? Have you seen A-Rod's salary?
What is it?
Dude, he makes like $60 million or $100 million a year.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. For a fucking baseball player? And the guy who chokes in the fucking playoffs?
Yeah.
That guy can suck a fucking dick with his $60 million salary.
You're just envious.
Oh, but
yeah,
poor
if I could
A-Rod,
go
you know,
do a
he's...
shitty job at what I'm making $60 million a year to do...
I think we all need to just agree football is the most amazing sport.
But see, I actually don't agree with that. Because the hardest thing
to
do in
sport that either.
But the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit a round ball with a round bat
totally
and hit it squarely. Sorry, baseball's the best sport.
Agreed.
I'm not saying football's the hardest sport. I'm just saying football's the most interesting sport.
Yeah,
no.
You don't really see many people getting
back
from
baseball.
I'm
still going to say football's the best sport.
Football's not even the best full contact sport.
Get real.
As far as team-based sports go,
football's the shit.
I just tore my ACL last year playing football. It's pretty rough and tumble.
Where I come from, football is more central to the way of life than anything else. High school football is like, no, like, y'all haven't seen anything until you've seen the way high school football is in Texas. There are kids.
Oh, dude, you're in Texas?
Really? You're from Texas,
I'm from
too?
Houston.
I'm from
Dallas.
Dallas.
I play Powder Puff.
Powder Puff?
Great football.
Yeah.
Down
Texas. Girls. Down here in Texas, football's not a sport. It's a religion.
Yep.
Yeah, hands
I
down.
Actually, I come from a family who has who at the high school, you know, I was younger, but my cousins went to this school and 3 out of the 4 years won high school rings, and these guys are treated like celebrities. Like, shit you not. They can walk into any restaurant in the town that they went to school in, free meals, jump in front of lines. I mean, these guys are treated like celebrities, and they won a high school football championship. 3 of them, actually. But, it was like that after the first one.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Sicko. I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody calling into the show. We're about to go off the air here. BTR shuts down at 2 a.m. But then again, it's not really 2 a.m. It's going to be 1 a.m., right? So will my show magically continue going into overtime? Who will know? There's no way of knowing. But if you call in, you can find out. I don't know if I'm going into overtime or not, but in about 6 minutes, we're going to end the show, the live broadcast. I want to thank all my chit-chatters. Oh, man. So many. In and out all throughout the night. It's been a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. I'm going to definitely encourage you to come back and party with me again sometime soon. We're going to go around the horn here and just get people's final thoughts. Let's go first with Danny. Danny, any parting thoughts before we get out of here?
I don't know, man. I'm just, like, so disappointed in the trolls that were on here earlier. Like, as a troll myself, I find their behavior and their so-called performance to be completely appalling. You couldn't even call these people trolls. These you know, I guess if you wanted to use a word, you'd have to say a gnome. They're a sub-troll. It's just ridiculous.
Okay, Cyber Monkey, parting thoughts, quickly.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up real quick. You know, you turn around and you look at hockey and everything. If you wanted to see the sport change and let it get ruthless, you take the aggregate of what all the teams, of what all the guys make on the team per year, and the average points scored per game, and then, like, pay a team a percentage based on those totals, I think you would see hockey change, and it would be, like, completely ruthless.
Okay, cool. Sicko, quickly, final thoughts.
Daylight savings times for the win.
Dude, standard time. We
daylight
are
savings Houston times for the win.
No, we, oh my God, you fucking people are going to fucking kill, make me kill myself. This is insane. It's fucking, we're in daylight. We're in daylight saving time right now. We're going to be transitioning to daylight, to, don't even, fuck. We're transitioning to standard time, you idiots. Standard time starts now, 3 minutes away. Will the show extend? I have no idea. Oh, my God. Hammurabi.
Daylight saving times for the win.
All right, you're going on mute, asshole. Hammurabi's code.
Number one, I don't give a shit what it's called. It's fucking awesome if you get to sleep an extra hour. I don't because I got a kid. Number two, you shouldn't have cut off Danny like that. Number three, the trolls did fucking suck. You really need to generate some higher quality trolls. It'd be nice to hear from that ghost guy. Number four, I'm going to keep fucking rambling on until you cut me off. Number five, I would like to
X you out. Final thoughts, quickly.
Well, just hope everybody has a good night and enjoy the show. And go Mitt. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling in, dude. Semper Fi, dude. Quickly, final thoughts.
Is that me?
Yeah.
All right. Just once again, first time on the show. I think I'm going to start coming here a lot. And just thanks for having me on. And hockey sucks compared to football. That's all I'm going to say.
Sweet. Thanks, bro. Shadow DXS. Did I get that right?
Yeah, DXS.
Final thoughts.
This is my first time on this show. I genuinely thought that this was just the Butthurt Brigade, but I'm actually digging it. You know, I mean, I'm going to be coming back. I'll be calling more often just to piss people off. So thank you for allowing me on. And I'm not sure whatever bullshit I said or did with you back in the past, but I really don't remember what happened. But, you know, let's just let it, you know, kind of go.
Yeah, I don't think there anything was. I think I was probably just trolling you, bro.
Okay.
No, I think you're a funny guy. I think you're cool. No, I have nothing personal against you. You know, nothing even satirical to say anything. You're a juggalo, though, and I think I just have a certain predisposition to juggalos. So.
Oh, that's great, man. Everybody's got an opinion about them.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking the mold though for me. So you know, I'll keep an open mind. Thanks for calling
all right,
in,
man.
Dude.
Yep, take it easy.
All right, Amber, darling. Last but not least, any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, I'm gonna smoke some weed, dream of living free, and vote for Gary Johnson Tuesday.
Amen, sister. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. I appreciate it. We're going to go into overtime, or are we? Only about 12 of us will know. Thank you all for calling in. It's been a lot of fun. I'm going to get the fuck out of here unless we go into overtime. Who knows? But we're switching over to standard time, everybody. Standard time. You go back an hour. It's going to be one. It's almost 2 a.m. That means it's going to be 1 a.m. All right? So hopefully BTR gives me an extra hour. If not, fuck them. Shouts out to all the chit chatters, Ambassador Hugs, Sicko, Sephiris, Kalma, Clear Cup, Cyber Monkey, Dougie Doug, Frosty, Danny, blah, 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 Jewish Producer, Melissa 13, Nicholas Bailey, Nikki Smoke-A-Lot, Quinoga, Wild Goose, and X You Out. Peace out, everybody. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceBay. And I'll probably be back on next Friday for Free Ball Friday, motherfuckers. That's it. Peace out. Or is it? Usually at 2 a.m. they cut you off. We made it into overtime, everybody. We survived.
Awesome.
We should fucking go bananas.
Ready?
Yeah,
four.
Yeah, let's do it.
Peel banana. Cut it off. Sorry. Stupid. All right. Danny's still here. Cyber Monkey's still here.
Yeah, man.
Yo, yo.
Hammer's still here. XU Out is still here. Semper Fi is still here.
What's up?
We made it, guys.
Yo.
We passed into the threshold there of standard time and continued to broadcast on Block Talk Radio. Although we're not,
we have passed into the ovaries of the overtime.
Sweet.
Exactly. Thank you. Dialing that in. Good. All right. Shouts out to, or I'm sorry, big ups to
Ambassador McHugs, I hope you've tweeted the monumentous occasion here where we have successfully taken advantage of the time switch to extend a show at 2 a.m. when usually you would not. Usually at 2 a.m. they just shut you off. But because of the time switch, bam! I wonder if we get another 2 hours.
This is the best time switch ever.
Maybe,
you know, I'm supposed to be a new girl's dad tomorrow.
Computers think we're still alive for the last hour of the show, even though we're not. So they're going to give us some overtime to 2 a.m. because logically I should go to 2 a.m. Dude, I think we just entered a Blog Talk Radio time space continuum.
It's Blogception.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's Blogception.
It's Bay. That's right. Stop hating on the Bay. That's what Salase says.
Is this like a whole new show now, or is it still the same show?
It's the same show. Excuse me. It's the same show, only it's not broadcasting live out, so people that aren't called in can't hear it until we're done, and then it becomes like a podcast. So this gets tacked on to the end. So So we're still making it. We're recording a podcast now.
Oh. Is all right. So I close out of the window on my browser then?
You won't be able to chat anymore. You can't open the chat back up after you close it at this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would assume people in chat room aren't going to hang around long if they can't hear the show anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of them forget that they have the show on. That happens to me all the time. I'll listen to a show, and I'll just forget the window's open, and I'll mute it or whatever, and it's, forget it's there until, like, the next day.
Oh, that reminds me. I was watching a movie before I called this.
What were you watching?
Hannibal Rising.
That one was the best. Yeah. The books are way better. Like, Thomas Harris is a really underrated author, but if you start off with Red Dragon, and Red Dragon and Silence of the Lambs are the best books, but because of Hannibal movies, the books are like...
Well, see, here's the thing. I didn't read them freshman, sophomore, junior year, because usually senior year in English 4 you read them, but our school said we can't have them in our school anymore. And they got rid of the books, and I didn't read them because I was waiting for this, and now I don't have access to the books.
What do you mean they got rid of your books?
They got rid of my books.
Sound like a Footloose movie.
Okay, just like torrent books or something.
Yeah, I'm looking for the books right now. They're on Amazon. I'll probably just end up buying them on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, they've got them all at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and stuff like that.
Speaking of movies, I'm throwing out there what everyone's been talking about lately. What the hell is Disney going to do with Star Wars?
Ruin it.
I swear to God, if I see fucking Mickey Mouse in the next Star Wars, I might have to end it all. I might.
Minnie Mouse is going to be dressed up as Princess Leia in the gold bikini.
And Chewbacca will be Goofy.
I'll go James Holmes in that movie theater. I swear to God, I will.
Really, though, what are they going to do with it? What's their intentions?
I don't know. I mean, they're supposed to be making 7, 8, 9, which is supposed
are
to be
you
about...
Serious?
Yeah, they're going to
be
making,
you know,
it about,
it's,
like...
It's going to be stupid no matter what. It doesn't matter if it's Lucas is involved or Disney. They both have equal chance to just make it suck even more.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm going to sound really gay with this, but I don't care.
That's right.
The thing about Star Wars was it was just so magical for the time it was released and so amazing and so new and a new take on it. But we've all become so accustomed to Star Wars, that magic is just gone, and nothing they do will ever bring it back.
Amen, brother. Preaching to the choir.
Hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't so much enjoy the prequel trilogy. I really enjoyed episode 3. The other two can fuck off for all I care.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did not enjoy Phantom
Menace. If there's any one of the first three movies that I would... But I would like. We're talking about Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
No, I'm talking about Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith.
That was
the prequel
so
trilogy.
Oh no! See, I didn't dig any of those three movies.
I just like number 3. I really just like the story of the downfall of Anakin much more than I like the redemption.
I like that too. I like the big scene at the end. How explained how he became Darth Vader, you know?
Yeah.
Better.
Also, in my opinion, like humanizes him a little more. Because when people see Darth Vader in 4, 5, and 6, they see a giant fucking black robot able to break your neck with one move of his hand. That's not relatable at all. Number 3,
right.
You see a guy who's struggling with war, politics, his love, the law, and he's just crumbling beneath it all. And people today can really relate to the crumbling.
So where are you guys all from?
I was born in Ireland. I spent 2 weeks there, and then my family moved to Texas here in the United States.
Okay.
And
is there more than one guy in here?
Hopefully.
All right, which tiny chat are you guys in right now? Which tiny chat are you guys in, and who's camming?
Camming?
You hear that little doink? That little doink, doink, doink?
It sounds like a dripping faucet.
Exactly. That's
I'm not in tiny chat anymore.
Tiny chat, yeah. Oh, I always put that. I always click that button that takes that goddamn noise off. It's so annoying.
Oh, they have that button? I haven't found it yet.
Oh, it's right there. It's just sound. You just click. There's a little check mark. You unclick the box, dude.
Oh, yep. That shows how observant I am.
Vince, that was me, man.
What was that?
I turned it off, man. Sorry about that. I didn't realize you guys could hear it.
Yeah, we're getting a little echo from you, too. But it's all good, dude.
Okay. It's only punishable by death.
Yeah, just don't let it happen again.
All right.
Anybody else got that?
You're an errand boy. Sent by grocery clerks. To collect a bill.
Now I definitely have that pre-rape feeling.
That's what I like to provide here on Disorderly Conduct, is that sort of feeling. Yeah.
That pre-rape vibe. You know that vibe? Just
yeah.
10 seconds before where you're just, yeah, I'm
going
right, to get
I right. These people die. These people on Twitter are savaging me with daylight savings time. No, it's standard time.
Standard
just,
time, bitches.
I'm sorry, it was daylight savings time. Twitter. I just spammed Twitter with standard time. These people need to learn. We're in standard time now. So remember,
Ambassador McHugs.
At 2 a.m., you got to move, turn the clock back an hour. Remember, it's only 1:13 now.
It's 3:13 where I am.
Oh, well,
wow.
It's too late. Too late for you, bro.
I will forever be shunned as the kid
once
who
again,
didn't set
that
his clock.
We are broadcasting in the time-space continuum that is Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if the show is going to go on for another 45 minutes or an hour and 45 minutes. Who knows?
It'll do that?
What?
It'll do that? It'll go that long?
I think so. I think it's just, I don't know. We're going to find out in 45 minutes.
You know, I'm supposed to meet a new girl's dad tomorrow, but I'm saying fuck it. I'll pull an all-nighter.
No, it's not going to be an all-nighter. It might just be like another hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, but I need to wake up at 5:30, and then if it goes to for another hour 45 minutes, it'll be 5 o'clock for me.
Oh, Anon Sicko bows out of the chat room. Thank you for coming out, Anon Sicko. Any hoot.
Ciao. Yeah. I've always said that as CEO. Say ow.
Ciao. Like Manu Chao.
Yeah, like I've always known it was Chao, but like just to piss people off, I would say Ciao. Especially in French. They would rage over it.
Fuck the French.
The French hate on America so much, but I say, you know what? We marched under your Eiffel Tower twice. You're pretty much ours.
Who said that?
Semper Fi.
Oh. Oh, I figured. I retweeted that today. The goddamn, speaking of Semper Fi, I'm sorry, no disrespect, but the official Marines Twitter was tweeting out that remember it's daylight savings time. I couldn't believe it. It's not daylight savings time. It's we're switching.
Going back to standard.
We're going back to standard time from daylight saving time. No S at the end.
Why does it matter? That's how everybody recognizes it.
This is our military, though. Come on. Get it right. It's standard time now.
Yeah, I'll be the first to admit the Marine Corps is flawed in many ways.
Hey, meep kitty, fuck the real one. Oh, God, now I'm getting a terrible echo from somebody. Somebody's in trouble.
That's not me. My computer's
muted. The real meep kitty fuck said, don't worry, I'll call in for real one night, LOL. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Meep kitty fuck.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Jay and Silent Bob nickname, Boo Boo Kitty Fuck. I can't be the only one who's seen that movie.
No.
I've seen it.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, best Star Wars ripoff ever made. Call me Darth Balls. Hey kids, it's Mark Hamill.
Good
so the
time.
First time
but
I was on a raid, I was 10.
We're down to Cyber Monkey, Hammurabi, and Semper Fi and Amber left. And we have two other callers that are called in still, but without their hand up. If you want to join the conversation, you have to press the number 1. You got to press the number 1 on your keypad to raise your hand, and you can join what is essentially a podcast now. But it's
the
archives.
I was pretty stupid about it, and I didn't block my number at first. So I was just sitting there listening to it ring for like 30 minutes, and I was like, wait, I think I need to block my number for this to go through.
Yeah.
That was pretty much what all the trolls that were calling in earlier.
Like, because my phone is set up to when you call, it automatically blocks anyway. But apparently with this, I need to just manually do it. This is really
bowing out.
All right, dude. Yeah, I think we'll shut down. I was just kidding. I'm not going to try to find out if this thing's going to go an hour and whatever. But thanks for calling in, Hammer. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You guys have a good night. Good talking to you, Sicko. You guys have a good one.
All right, man. Thanks for coming out. There he goes, the Hammer. But yeah,
I wonder who's the nail.
I call him Hammer because I don't like to. It's hard to pronounce Hammurabi's code. It's not hard to pronounce. It's just a mouthful, you know. So just call him the Hammer.
Hammurabi's code.
Hammurabi's code. Yeah.
Well, here's how dumb I am. I'm still trying to figure out how to change my name from my name Nicholas Bailey. Like, my computer says, click here to change the name, and I click, and nothing happens.
Yeah, same thing happens with me, too.
The world will forever know my name is Nicholas Bailey, not Patrick.
Hang on a second. I gotta compose a tweet. I'll be right back.
All right.
We shall let you compose.
Yeah, don't you? Don't you refer? This is like an art form. Are you kidding me?
It is. Composing Twitters or tweets or whatever the hell people call them these days. In the future, yeah, those will be songs. People will look back at our tweets.
They're like little. They're like little vignettes, little short movies.
Yeah.
This
day will be called standard time on your tweet.
Okay. I'm going to get back to composing the tweet. Continue, folks.
So this is random, but you know how a while back ago, a lot of people were saying about how Catholic priests were raping small boys.
Okay.
What if it was the other way around and the Catholic priests are just too ashamed to say anything?
What do you mean?
What if the little boys were fucking raping Catholic priests?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just no one considered this possibility.
Excuse me, little boy, would think about
that? Yeah, I'm just saying, it's not likely, but it's possible. I don't know if any of you guys.
All right, I just had to cuss out. I just had to cuss out Melissa 13 on Twitter.
Why?
Yeah, she's just trying to call me up because I'm not responding to her troll. She's trying to troll me on or whatever. Tweeting me daylight savings time. And I didn't respond. So she's like, thinks she's a failure. I was like, dude, I'm still doing my fucking show. And it's standard time, bitch.
I'm going to your Twitter right now to just see that.
I'm going to go favorite that shit here in a minute. Well,
yep.
Sorry, I'm outside smoking.
Reply.
Oh, man. Not true.
Hey, Vince, I was going to run something by you, man.
Yeah, please. What?
All right, so, in real life, years ago, I'm being serious. I'm actually I'm a qualified private pilot,
uh-huh.
And I come up with an idea years ago to turn around and like band a bunch of us together, turn around and go up and like drop pot seed all over the United States.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
I'm very conservative and very Republican, and I would still cry tears of joy.
Yeah, I think everybody
would. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, here's my deal. Like, I'm pretty Republican, but,
mm-hmm.
I still smoke weed and, you know, drink underage and all that. I don't see what weed and drinking has to do with the politics, you know?
Well, right. That's the thing about politics is you can politicize anything. It's like it should be on the rules of the internet. You know, if it exists, you can politicize it. It's just how it is.
For politics.
Everything. They'll politicize every single decision, thought, statement you make. Somebody can twist on you and turn it into some political thing. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I hear you.
You know the number one rule about everything on the internet, right?
If it exists, there's porno.
If it exists, there's porno. Rule 34.
Vince, I hate to break it to you, but there's porn of you.
You can find anything on the internet.
Yeah, it's
terrible. But it is what it is.
Terrible. I make a lot of rape. I make a lot of rape and racist jokes. But I do agree that it's terrible.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's another problem I have. I have no filter.
Well, you know, you were talking about being very Republican. I have a lot of Republican views that I agree with as well. However, I'm kind of at a junction with that because I've got a lot of libertarian views as well.
Damn libertarian views, that'll get you.
Well, I mean, you know, hey.
See, I also don't get why people get so mad at each other over politics. I mean, isn't that the point of America? We have our politics and we have our beliefs, but that's the great thing about it.
You can't get pissed off at each other when you don't agree with each other.
But if everybody agreed with each other, it wouldn't be America, and they failed to see what's so great about it.
I understand that.
But here's the thing too about it though, if you know certainly there are a certain amount of truths on all sides when you sit down and you look at it outside of the box, and I think what it comes down to is number one, it's the psychological value that we all have the necessity to understand and to be understood, and then two.
Yeah.
We're all trying to gain social acceptance at the same time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you turn around and you look at that, and you look at what we got going on with everybody with all these different views and everything, and I think that's the reason why we legitimately can't get along.
Why can't we be friends?
Right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, shit, I respect everybody's views.
I mean, I won't say that I never get mad at people because of their
views. Right,
well,
neither will I.
When I get mad at people, I stop talking about it because I don't like getting mad. I really don't.
Right.
I signed a contract with the Marines, but I hate fighting.
Right on.
I don't get mad at somebody because they won't believe what I believe. Sorry.
Say that again. You got stepped on. What was that?
I didn't mean to step on him. I'm sorry.
No. You go right ahead.
Just say what you said again. I didn't catch it.
Oh, God, what did I say? Oh, you can't. What pisses me off is people get, you know, so mad at people because they don't believe, you know, what they believe. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. And when it comes to the voting, it's majority rules. More people need to vote, though. It's just, I don't know if I want to get into this conversation.
Let it out, Alan.
No, I agree with you.
We got all night. Let it go. Semper Fi.
No, I was going to say.
Semper Fi, do you have a Twitter or something that you want to promote? It'll be on this. A lot of people will listen to the archives of this shit, so you can put, you know, promote your shit.
No, I really don't. I mean, just my Twitter is. I don't even know what it is. Let me go to it. I just put like my random writings of songs and books on there, nothing really.
Okay, yeah, nobody wants to follow that shit. All right.
Yeah.
Never mind. Bad idea.
Yeah. Okay. Bad idea. Abort. No, actually, I don't do that.
Well,
I just have a Twitter to follow people and random things.
Uh-huh.
I never go on it.
Okay, can I ask you guys a strange question?
No.
Depends how strange.
How do you... Yeah, go ahead, Amber.
Being libertarian, Gary Johnson wants to legalize prostitution.
All right.
How do you feel about that, being a Republican?
I think it's a great idea.
I'm fine with it. No problem.
But Mitt Romney's not fine with that.
Okay.
Mitt Romney? Not every Republican who runs for office has the views of every Republican in the world.
That's for damn sure.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, does Barack Obama have the same views as every Democrat in the world? Hell no.
No.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on Bush. People are always relating to Bush as a Republican president. Bush was a bad Republican. He wasn't even good at being a bad Republican.
Yeah, right?
Kind of like how he was in business.
Now, I'll tell you this, my take on it, and I don't want it to get off track or anything, but the...
it's been off track.
Looking at the cross mix with that, between Republican and Libertarian, is... The argument from the libertarians is you cannot legislate morality. And You know, they look at it as a governmental role and everything else, but legitimately at the same time, the same argument can simply be made that the church has no right to attempt to legislate that morality either. I don't care either way.
I just want the government out of my business.
Yeah, right?
Amen.
You know, I'll tell you this is another thing I'm gonna reveal about myself tonight. I'm also a 12-year two-tour combat veteran, and I took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I got to tell you, I don't care about political backgrounds or not. I do that to this day.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, man.
All right. Ever since I signed my contract, I've just been feeling really nervous about that choice. Is that normal? Or I mean, I asked my dad about it,
yeah.
And he just laughed at me.
Well, no, yeah. It's completely natural, man. I mean, you think about it like this, all right? So, you know, we're not going to talk about age or anything, but I'm sure you're a little bit more of a younger gentleman than I.
I'm 18.
And,
I'll just say it.
What's that?
I'll just say it. I'm 18.
Okay.
He took all me right, on my birthday.
So you're getting ready to depart from home. You're getting ready to be placed in a situation that you're unfamiliar with. And to be honest with you, those DIs that you're getting ready to meet, they're going to break you down and they're going to build you into a warrior. It's as simple as that. So it's completely natural. You know, I was there. That's how it was when I went through. And I was Army. I wasn't in the Marine Corps or nothing. But, you know, the same thing applies there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm lucky because my friend Dylan Green, he went and signed with me, and we're on the buddy program. So at least we have the same ship-off date for boot camp and everything.
Yeah, right. So did you guys get, like, you went in the Marine Corps, so you don't get any, like, kind of extra bonus for that, do you?
No, I would have if I had gotten four other guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I would have gotten four other guys, I would have gotten a Marcon medal.
Oh, there you go.
But
there you go.
I still
but
can.
I'll tell you this.
I still can, like, get four other guys to sign with me. But you know what?
Yeah.
I live in a very democratic, anti-military town.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you what, the biggest thing, if you walk away from our conversation tonight with nothing else concerning going into the Marine Corps, when you go through basic, NCT, and then you go through your MLS and everything, just realize that those guys there are doing or serving a purpose, if you will, to mold you in a particular manner. And when you can turn around and you can place yourself outside of the box and understand what they're doing, it'll help keep you from what I call going through the mind fuck process, and it'll keep you open.
I mean, I said I'm nervous, but, like, at the same time, it's not all nervous. It's, like, at the same time, pretty excited for it all.
Right, right. What's your MOS selection? I mean, obviously,
I can choose
you got to go through 311, but...
Yeah, I can choose between infantry and mechanic. He says basically my only two choices with my ASVAB score.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So then it's
I
like,
don't know
what
my ASVAB score is.
That's like a 0561 or something like that, I think. Or a 1561.
Let me look that up.
Like,
I don't know what the numbers are.
Right.
I know what I scored on my ASVAB, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I scored an 84.
Well, hey, that's a damn good score, man. What was your GT?
My GP in school?
No, your GT score.
I don't know. All I know is, my recruiter hasn't given me anything yet. He just called me when he got my ASVAB score and told me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I just took the test
2 days ago and signed my contract yesterday.
Right on. I was going to say, if you can break it down, and this is something I don't know if they ever talked with you about, but, if you can break it down what your GT score and everything else was, you can figure out areas where you're lacking in, if you will. We all do that. We're all in the same boat. But, we turn around and you can always go back throughout every part of your career, retake the ASVAB, and qualify for a different MLS.
Oh, really? They didn't tell me I could do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can do that your entire career and turn around and, if you can get your GT score, I think it was 117 or 110, you can actually, you can do shit go into aviation, become a pilot.
I'm
get
too
away
tall
from the ground
for a pilot.
Shit. Really?
I'm 6'5".
You should be able to fly the Apache.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Did you play basketball?
No, I wrestle. I play a man sport. I wrestle.
Oh, you wrestle?
You talking about basketball? That's right. NBA news update. Golden State Warriors were victorious today over the Los Angeles Clippers in a nail biter. Win by 3 points, led by the shooting Stephon Curry, who has the 7.5-inch con. Anyway, back to you, folks. That's it from the studios here on the Vince Bay Sports Network. Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, that was great. That was awesome because I was just getting ready to say, I don't want to end the show turn around and talking about the military and everything. We should hear more from Amber.
Yes, Amber, please.
Yes.
That was a really creepy, seducing voice.
What?
What do you want to know?
What would you like to share with us?
Ask me a question. I'll answer you.
Have you ever gotten pole burn?
Have I what?
Nothing.
Have I ever gotten pole burn? What you said when I first started out? Yes.
I feel it's going to ask you a question.
I told you I don't have a filter. I'm sorry.
Let it out, dude. Amber.
I'm going to Twitter Amber the Stripper and just see what comes up.
Good luck with that. So, Amber.
Are you on Twitter, Amber?
What is Twitter?
Of course she's on Twitter. The question is, how many X's are in front or behind her name?
I'm calling 3 X's in front, 2 in the back.
Well, you gotta. That's for you to find out.
I'm seeing 3 and 3.
Oh, and it goes cap, lower, cap, in the front, and then in the back it goes lower, cap.
Maybe. Anyways, it's just 3 of us now, or 4 of us, I guess.
4 of us.
Roll.
Everybody else has dropped off the line. So,
Who dropped off?
Everybody, except for you guys. Gonzo's tweeting me. He's like, don't forget to hide the stripper's body, Vince. The last one that got away near the first. I love that. I'm going to retweet that. Did.
Show is still going. Down to Simplify Dude, Cyber Monkey, and Amber the Stripper.
Yeah, while you guys were talking, Amber and I went in the green room and had cyber. Sorry about that. We missed what you were talking about.
Sweet. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty hot.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Talking marine cops?
Crap? I meant to say crap. I don't know. Dude, I was fucking in a hurry. I just had fucking cyber with Amber. Are you kidding me? Compose myself. Like,
it's time to get a sandwich now, right?
Let's get a coherent tweet out. Are you kidding me? You're lucky it was, you could understand it.
Oh, lip all the sack. Oh, Katie is messaging me on Facebook. She's not too pleased with the way I announced it.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's earlier. Right. You broke up with your girl earlier, didn't you?
Yep.
Why'd you do that, man?
Well, she was going around sleeping with my cousin. I found out about it.
Yeah, that could be a little awkward, you know?
Yeah, you know, I just... I can't look at her the same.
You all right? Almost like family now.
Almost. It's a little too close to family.
Pretty much. That would freak me the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, he did what?
And if she does that when I live, like, two blocks from her, what the hell is she going to do when I'm down in Paris Island going to boot camp?
You won't have to worry about that. Jody's fucking her now. Shit, if it's like that, brother, I got to tell you, man, that's the way it's going to be.
Nah, man.
Ain't gonna be blunt, open, and honest about it, but...
You guys want to hear a funny joke?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. A Marine got a letter from his wife saying that she was sleeping with his next-door neighbor, and she wanted all the pictures of her back. The Marine sat down, was very distraught over this for a while, and then got an idea. He went around to all his friends asking for all the pictures of women he could find. Nude, clothes, didn't matter. He sent all the pictures back with the following note. I don't know which one you are, but please remove your picture and send the rest back.
Oh, my God. You know what? I got a question for Amber about this. Let me... can I ask you a question, Amber?
Yes.
Okay, so... Let's say you were in love with a Marine, and he had to go off, he had to do all this and that and the other, and let's say given everything that you do, and everything's cool, would you fuck around on him while he's gone?
No.
Yeah?
No. I mean, it would have to be a mutual understanding that it was okay.
Okay.
What if he said it wasn't?
Well, then no. Or I would get out of the relationship.
All right, here's a really...
The adult thing
question.
To do.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever done?
Oh, God.
Everyone was thinking it. I'm asking it.
You're asking her, right? You're not asking all of us, right?
He
I suppose you can go for everybody. Everybody answer. I'll
What's
say my
weird?
First.
What's weird? Define weird to you.
All right. The weirdest thing I've ever done was this last summer at football camp, the last night at the camp, I ran naked around the college campus, ran inside a pizza ranch, demanded they give me my meth. I ran back out, ran to the dorm, and played Call of Duty naked.
It's pretty crazy.
Oh, wow. Vince, I think it's your turn. You've been kind of quiet.
Yeah, it's your turn,
I'm just monitoring. I'm just doing nuts and bolts stuff. You know, I fill out the music logs and everything. It's just...
You got to tell us the weirdest thing, man.
Tedious work. Oh, wow. What?
Yeah.
You got to tell us the weirdest thing you've ever done.
I don't know, dude. What do you mean the weirdest thing I've ever done? I don't know, dude. My life's pretty normal. There's not any weird shit going on.
Really? Hiding that stripper in the bay? That wasn't a weird time for you?
No, it's par for the course, dude. I mean, it's tough to pinpoint one thing. Probably when I got caught at the back of the in the bathroom stall at the Grammys with that dude.
Damon.
No, the dude from Outkast, 3000 dude.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, I ran into him and we kind of, I don't know, we hit it off and
did you fuck him?
We went back to, we did a couple of lines in the bathroom, and before you know it, we were just like ripping each other's clothes off. It was crazy. I don't even like it.
Wow.
Gotta say, I'm surprised.
Hey, you Cyber Monkey, what about you?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I have any, like, one stop thing that I've done. I'll share a couple of things. I turn around and, we went to a big camping party about, you know, about 250 miles away from where I live. And so we were just hanging out and everything, and I went around the corner, took a piss. You know, we're camping. I'm a guy. We piss outside. That's how it works. And I got the bright idea.
I hear you.
So I walked around. I walked back around in front of everybody. I'm standing in front of the campfire and everything, and lo and behold, I had my shirt untucked and my balls hanging out of my jeans. And I lifted my shirt up and I was like, you know, anybody want some bubble gum? Then chewed, got a little hair in it. Still pretty good, though.
Balls? For you?
That's on the lighter side. You know, I've done worse. And I've done better, too. But... yeah, now I'm normally the goofy bastard at the party that turns around and shows up with a bottle of blue Kool-Aid in a or blue Kool-Aid in a Windex bottle and sprays it in my mouth and I tell everybody, hey, don't worry, it keeps me from streaking.
Oh my!
Yeah,
at parties I'm always the hey you, I love you, you're a good guy.
Yep.
How old are you guys?
What's that?
I'm 18.
You're 18, and how old are you?
Which you?
Huh?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Just
I can't give my
age.
Exact age, but I'm in my mid-30s.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All right. So, and I'm a biker, too.
It's settled.
You're a biker, dude? Are you a Hell's Angel?
I'm one of them scumbag pieces of shit biker trash.
You're a Hell's Angel?
No.
I like bikers. I get along very well with bikers. Yeah, I get very well with bikers. I like to ride on a Harley.
All right. You ever been in a backseat orgasm contest?
No.
You haven't, really.
She'd probably
been hanging
be
around
good
with the wrong people because I have a golf ball embedded in the front part of my back seat. And, you know, we call it a bitch seat.
Yes.
Just for that purpose. And I have a lot of
no, seat. I've never sat on a golf ball while I've been on the back of a bike.
Oh, my God. You're missing out.
You are.
Yes, I think I am.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. I use it to.
I can testify you're missing out.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to summer now.
I straddle it
oh,
with my anus. It feels great.
Hey, everybody, if we walk outside. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God, only 10 more minutes to see if the show keeps going.
Dan, you sound like you're tired, brother. You all right?
What?
That's what you sound like. You're getting tired, brother. You all right?
Oh, my God. I started the show tired. Are you kidding me?
What have you been doing all day?
I've been masturbating feverishly all day.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was turning around. I was looking at gay, black, lesbian, midget porn.
I was watching college football.
Oh.
What were you watching? Who was playing?
Notre
Obviously,
Dame.
I was playing.
Well, yeah.
Are you a Notre Dame fan?
Yes, I'm on both teams.
What is going on? Hello?
What do you mean, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just some technical shit. Never mind. What were we talking about? What was the question?
Who's your favorite college football team?
Oh.
Is it Notre Dame?
No. No. God, no.
Oh, my God. Notre Dame, number five.
I guess I'd have to root for the home team, the Cal Bears, probably. I think I like them. Want to see them? That's the home. That's like the homer team, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really into college football. There's just too many teams. Too much shit. There's literally like 8,000 games today. Insanity.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I tell you, that's kind of like, with that kind of aligns with what everybody was talking about earlier with Texas and the high school games. I went to college in Oklahoma, and it's the same thing up there. They actually have the show. They actually have the games, the high school games, on TV. And they're huge about it up there.
They do that where I'm from, too.
Well, that's cool.
Amber, you still haven't told us how old you are and what the weirdest thing you've done is.
That's right.
I didn't catch that.
Age and weird thing. Weirdest thing you've ever done. Not that hard.
Earth to Amber. Come in, Amber.
I didn't hear him. I'm sorry. What did he say?
Can everybody else hear me fine?
He wants to know what the weirdest thing you've ever done is.
What's the weirdest thing that I've ever done?
Yeah.
I had sex at a window warehouse and got caught by Amish people.
What?
Did they want to join in?
No.
No, dude, that's like high def porn for them, man.
They were in shock. I think the woman might cry.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, you know, hey, you know what? I'll tell you, it was probably like this. She started crying because she was like, oh, my God, what are the men going to think? And I can guarantee you that the men were thinking like,
the men were thinking something I can finally masturbate to. My prayers have been answered.
Yeah, right. So, oh man. So now you got to answer the second question, Amber.
Okay.
All right. We told you our age. What's your age?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay.
Okay.
Exactly.
We've got 7 minutes to go till 2 a.m. Then we got to move the clocks back to 1 a.m. Remember that.
Oh, my God.
Standard time.
We really got to do that.
We're on a farm in an hour and a half. We're in an infinite loop right now.
Did you just say you have to be on the farm?
Yeah, in an hour and a half.
What do you grow?
It's corn. We don't grow all that much, really. I don't know why I said farm. It's more of a ranch. There's cow, horses, cattle.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I said farm to avoid explaining what it was, but by saying farm, I had to explain what it was. So my plan kind of backfired.
Oh, man. So you're out there in the sticks, huh?
Sorry, what now?
I said you live out in the sticks, huh?
No, I don't. I have to drive 2 hours out there. That's why I got to leave at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, money is money.
Yeah, it is.
I get paid $100 a day just for going there and fucking around with cattle. It's not always
right.
fun, though.
Oh, man. So, if you guys don't mind, I'm gonna switch topics a little bit. I'm gonna ask you.
Yeah, let's switch it up by all means. Please take
all right.
the.
Okay,
the
so if you were a porn star, what would your screen name be?
Daddy McFuckins.
Hell yeah.
That's just what it would be.
What about you, Amber?
Blondo Cummings.
Blondo Cummings. Nice.
That's a good one.
Nice.
We also would have accepted Darth Jizzmaster.
Oh, man. So, I think I figured it out. If I was going to be a porn star, my screen name would be Clit Eats Good.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, what about Dildo Gaggins, Lord of the G-String?
Well, I don't think I could do that one.
Vince in the Bay.
Oh. Oh, I bet he's in the Bay.
That's right.
It'd be Vince
and
the Gay.
I'd do
Man on Man. I'd be Vince and the Gay.
Vince and the Gay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. If it's too loose, that's why they make lemon juice, right?
I'll do it with kink.com.
Hey, is this every Friday?
A sex exclusive, Vince and the Gay. Me,
is this every
it,
Friday and Saturday?
Huh?
Is this like every Friday and Saturday night, or what?
No, that's
when you get
that's my regular job as a glory hole attendee. Okay, we got 4 minutes to go.
I love you guys.
Yeah,
it's fun. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. The show might just cut out randomly, or it might keep going for an hour.
Oh my god.
What if it kept going for another hour? Oh my god!
And the computers kept like reverting back to 1 a.m. It like kept going like from. Could have to wait till Monday morning when the IT team comes in. By then, the show will have been on for 42 hours.
Would you
run
it?
Oh my god!
Would you go the whole 42 hours?
I'll go all the way with you, baby. If you were here.
Oh my god!
Hey, Cyber Monkey.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Are you still on the chat?
I don't know. I might be. I'm outside.
Yeah.
I'm outside popping a smoke.
He's still in the chat. He's asleep, though, in the chat. He's there.
Yeah.
Oh. Tell you what, if this keeps going on, I will follow everybody's Twitter except for Vince and the Gays because I've already followed his.
You know what? There is a Vince and the Gay Twitter out there. I swear to God. I'm pretty sure.
I'm Gus.
There's a lot of trolls made fake Vince or whatever.
There are no results for Vince and the Gay.
Must have got changed, but it was there for a while.
Hey Vince, if it's open, snatch that motherfucker up off of another email address, man. That way nobody else can get it.
I don't give that much of a crap. I don't care.
It's just like when I build a website, I try to buy up every damn thing I can, the .net, the .org, the .us, the .biz.
Hey, Amber.
Yes?
All right. I honestly forgot what I was about to say. Never mind.
She just pulled a Jedi mind trick on you.